All right, we are recording. Let me hit the button. Oh, we're live, pal. I guess it's all going through. Better late than never. Give me some of the ones and twos, Kev.
Hey, ones and twos and threes and fours.
Holy
and douches and peepees.
Shit, you sound fucking good, dude.
Damn right, baby.
This could be, I know we're like not, we haven't done the intro yet, but this could be like the most important week of wrestling in a very long time.
Yeah.
We've got a lot to cover, including tonight, AEW debuts, NXT's going live, Impact is back, SmackDown Friday with The Rock, the NWA's got a studio show, Kevin, we got a recap of last week's Death Before Dishonor, and a whole bunch of other stuff. It's the Shining Wizards! The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
This is Warbeard Hansen, and you're listening to the Shining Wizard Podcast.
What's up, fuckers? Rolling in my two-man
army. Hell yeah!
The two-man group is in the hizzle!
Wow. Hello, 2001.
I don't know what else to say.
You could say, hey, welcome to another episode of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Kevin and Tony here for the two-man group, episode 446. Seven. All
yeah,
right, that
it.
Was close.
Oh, you had it.
I was right there.
You stuttered a little bit. Ode to Matt, because he's not here.
Well, also ode to Matt. Tony, thank you very much. You fed me pizza. So that's a big deal. Tony's stepping things up.
Tony feeding Kevin pizza one, Matt feeding Kevin pizza zero.
Tony had a great slice there.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's one of the local joints.
One of the local mom and pop pizza shops.
Yeah, support your local pizzerias, even if they're dog shit.
Pizza's really, I think I burnt my tongue though.
Well, you fucking had it in the microwave for like 4 minutes.
Well,
there's
a button that, whenever I see a microwave and it has a picture of a slice of pizza on it, that's the one I'm hitting. And then it went to 2 minutes.
You know,
and I'm like, that seems a long time for a slice of pizza.
I was just crediting you how smart you were before you came to studio today.
Oh, I'm a genius.
And now you're fucking relying on the pictures of pizza on the microwave?
But I'm a genius, but I'm a very simple genius.
All right, fair enough.
So if I, like, I don't need to read words. When I see a picture of a slice of pizza on a microwave, I'm going right for that.
But I tell you this much, though. At least you knew in your head that 2 minutes was probably a little bit of a long time.
I had a feeling. I'm like, whoa, all right. I was like maybe 45 seconds.
Holy shit. Well, welcome everyone listening live on the Rant, rantemradio.com. Welcome to everyone listening in podcast form, download form, streaming form. We love you just as much and all the same. And we've got a lot of fucking wrestling happening this week.
What is there not to talk about this week?
Well, can I just start with this?
You could start with whatever you want. You fed me pizza, and this is your house.
We've been doing our pay-per-view pick extravaganza thing.
Ah, the story that never ends.
Well, it's going to keep rolling for at least 3 more months. I think we're going into the beginning of January with whatever.
Because we started at the Rumble, right? Or a Ring of Honor show?
Sure.
All right.
I have no idea.
Let's just go with that.
But this is what's killing me. Like, tonight we're covering Death Before Dishonor. We're going to go through that. We'll go through whatever changes there were and whatnot. But before we get there,
all right,
we were supposed to pick Hell in a Cell tonight.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this
yeah.
is the problem now with SmackDown going from Tuesday to Friday.
We won't know half the card.
We have no fucking clue. What is there, 3 matches? Like,
Are there matches announced for the show? I mean,
well,
we got Bray Wyatt and Seth Rollins.
Yeah, and I think Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns are teaming up
against the
Bludgeon Brothers,
the beard, the beard frenzy.
Yeah, and isn't Sasha Banks
and
fighting?
Becky
yeah.
in hell?
But that's it. Like, how could you have pay-per-view picks when we only have, like a fourth, maybe a fifth or sixth of the pay-per-view lined
up? How dare... WWE.
Well, shame
not,
on
not,
them.
Not consider us when making these decisions.
Shame on them. They steal all our fucking booking ideas. They might as well give us a little fucking courtesy. And I say that because I don't know if you've noticed, they're electing like the most important SmackDown superstar of all time ever. Don't you think it's a little ironic that off the heels of a successful Sting of the Ring, now WWE's running a Me Too, you know, pick your favorite SmackDown star contest? Don't you find it a little ironic?
Well, I mean, the world is watching. I mean, their ears are clearly heavily on the Shining Wizards Wrestling podcast and have been for years.
And we've been told by people who are back in WWE's good graces that they've been doing this to us for years.
That's right.
So fuck them.
But well, the thing is, like, I mean, you don't have to be mean about it.
No, you know, that's how I roll.
Oh,
is that
right,
a 2019 thing or is that like 2005?
That's a Christian circa 2009 thing.
Oh, speaking of which, as an aside, did you hear
Edge is leaving the
old pod? Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
I've never listened to that podcast, which is a shame because Christian's one of my favorites ever.
Well, Christian's looking for a co-host, so maybe, you know, maybe Shining Wizards Kevin becomes
Shining
Edge
Christian
Kevin?
Kevin?
Shining Christian Kevin, I like it.
I am a good Catholic boy.
We are going to make shirts that suggest the same.
Shining
Christian Kevin.
Shining Christian Kevin.
Kevin! Kevin! And now he's drinking Bud Light! Are you cutting back? Is this a conscious thing?
No. It was $1.50 for a 24-ounce can of Bud Light, so I bought it.
Fuck. What, you went locally over here?
I went to the old mom and pop shop in West Orange. Support your local liquor stores.
Support your local liquor peddlers. Peddlers? They don't even use peddlers anymore. No. Now I'm going back to 1815.
What do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, we're getting some peddlers here.
Hey, I have some sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla. Holy shit. So, yeah, so we're not going to do any picks for Hell in a Cell tonight. We're going to hold off until there's actually some semblance of a card.
Yeah, and I guess the hoopla of SmackDown being back on Friday. Well, I mean, there's a lot of big matches for Friday, so that kind of takes away a little bit of the. Is it weird that timing ended up that way? Did they do it on purpose? Like the biggest show in the history of SmackDown is 2 days before a pay-per-view.
It's weird. I don't know when they set the pay-per-view
network
schedule.
Network special, if you will.
But don't forget, like, they've had this deal with Fox. This has been in a hopper for
Chris
like a
John!
Year now.
Yeah.
So you would have thought that maybe they could have finagled
the TL
pay-per-view
Hopper
dates. Oh, dude, who talked about that story recently? I forget.
What? There's a TL Hopper story?
Yeah.
I don't know about?
No, somebody was retelling the story about the old Hershey bar in the pool during one of the Indian
House SummerSlam free for all.
Oh, it was SummerSlam. That's right.
Yeah, it was a beach party. Yeah.
It was Terry or Marlena and Sonny.
I'm not sure if Sable was in the picture yet.
I think so.
I think Aldo Montoya was festering around somewhere.
Well, he wasn't festering like that turd at the bottom of the pool that T.L. Hopper had.
Which clearly was a Snickers bar or
a definitely.
Payday.
But still, it was, you know.
That was TV gold.
Of course. Crazy, crazy gold.
T.L. Hopper. So, yeah, the Foxing has been in the T.L. Hopper for a year.
So now what's happening? I know Kofi's wrestling Brock for the WWE Championship.
Kevin Owens and Shane McMahon.
Oh, that's happening too.
Roman Reigns versus Eric Rowan.
Can I do it?
Go for it.
Roman Reigns.
Let's see what else.
It's a little bassy one there.
The Rock is obviously going to be back.
Yes, that's the big one. And that's been all over. Like, I was watching Good Day New York this morning, like a fucking good tool. And
Good Day Tool.
And they're like, and The Rock is coming home. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is coming back. He's going to be on SmackDown on Friday.
It's a pretty big deal, man.
Yeah, but they really have been pushing this all over the Fox networks.
Fox.
It's crazy.
Well, he's like the biggest star in the world.
And then what are they going to show next week?
Kofi Kingston versus Ali.
Oh, when's the draft? Isn't that coming up soon, too?
Yeah, this month, I guess. October the 11th, I think. And then the following Monday, the 14th.
Okay, so
the fuck did I remember that?
So next week is the draft.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so everything that you watch this Friday on SmackDown, folks, completely fucking forget about it because it's going to be all different next week.
All right, so you got to figure that they're probably going to add Bobby Lashley versus Rusev to this show.
Oh, God.
Right?
All right, you know what? I'm going to let you do that first, and then we can talk about Raw if you want. Because, ugh. Yikes. You were a little kinder to Raw than I was.
Well, I was kinder to the beginning of Raw.
Okay.
Well,
let's go your thoughts.
I love the open.
No, no. Your thoughts about what you think is going to come up on Hell in a Cell.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Let's stay with that.
Christ.
So we got Lashley probably and Rusev.
Unless would they rush that right away? I mean, I guess they would, right?
Insta feuds, baby. They need matches on this show. They have nothing.
Like Braun's not on it.
What about Alexa and Nikki Cross?
Nikki Cross-eyed girl.
You think they're going to do a little Fire and Desire action? Because, I mean, Nikki Cross, they've been fucking doing some shit with Sasha Banks, which is weird.
Yeah,
as
they've
well.
Been. So Sasha has. Yeah, I guess. I mean, they.
Because Sasha's got a Universal. Jesus. A Raw Women's.
What about, like,
title
Charlotte
match.
And Carmella? Aren't they kind of like a team now?
Charmella,
if you will.
You like that one?
Yes, I do, actually. I actually do very much so, and I'm not a
Somebody had a great name for Ziggler and Rude.
Oh, God. I know it. It was perfect.
It wasn't Rooster, was it?
No. Oh, my God. It was so good. I know.
Fuck, I know it. I can't remember it either. Shit. Hey, if you're listening, hit us up on Twitter. Let us know what the fuck it was called. I can't remember what the fuck it was called. Oh, my God. It was so good. Oh, well.
I think it was a Rick Rude playoff.
It wasn't like Roosler.
No, it was.
Zig. Oh, boy. Forget it. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm going to find it.
So what else do we think might happen?
You got King Corbin involved, AJ Styles, Cedric Alexander. They're all in play for a match.
You don't think What's-Her-Nuts is going to get a rematch, Charlotte? Or do you think like she's done with Becky for a while because Becky beat her pretty much first try?
I don't know.
Not Becky. Bailey. Sorry, Foot.
Foot.
Shovel face.
Foot. Oh, God. I thought you were saying, like, I stuck my foot in my mouth by misspeaking. No, you were just referring to Bailey's face as a foot.
You had a Bailey in your mouth.
Bailey's is pretty good.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got to find this fucking...
Oh, forget it. All right. So, yeah, we'll figure it out as we go along with Raw. So, Raw opens up with everybody's favorite 619er and... he's talking about his Universal title shot against Seth Rollins, and Kevin, here come the pain.
Loved it.
You loved it. At first, I was like, eh. Then it was like, really? And then I was like, again?
I'll say love it may be a bit strong. I enjoyed it, but like I wasn't head over heels like Gaga for it. And I think that may have gotten misconceived in like the text. I thought it was good. Because it was the first time, and I think God knows how long I can remember, that we saw Brock and Rey Mysterio interact with each other.
You would have thought, though, the way that Mysterio grabbed the mic from Heyman, that he would have stood up or like at least had a little bit of something against Brock, but nope, didn't happen. And I'm sorry, dude. How long's Brock been coming back and doing this to people? This has been like, what, 5 years now? It's been a long time, dude. And he's doing this to Rey Mysterio. And then he's going off to SmackDown to take on Kofi Kingston. Now, the only thing I can think of is maybe they get involved somehow and they keep Brock from beating Kofi.
Show up on SmackDown.
Well, show up on, yeah, maybe. And then maybe we look at Brock and Mysterio, but Mysterio went to the hospital, didn't he? Wasn't Dominic in the hospital? And they were doing a Jerry the King Lawler soft voice going, guys, we just heard that Dominic's on his way to the local
medical facility.
Yes.
Fucking can't say hospital, for Christ's sake.
Holy cow. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't know. Well, what else happened? Becky Lynch got to stand on the commentator's table for a little bit and talk shit to Sasha Banks, who managed to steal a victory over my goddess, Alexa Bliss.
She's a goddess.
She's awesome. She is the fucking best. It's a shame that Sasha Banks is getting all the spotlight now. Really is. Really, really, really is. What else happened? Oh, we were treated to Heavy Machinery. Your favorite tag team.
Oof. I like that Tucker guy. Otis is a comedy guy, whatever.
Otis is going to be like the next Santino. They're going to wind up spinning these guys off. Tucker's going to flounder for a little bit, but Otis is going to be like everybody's buddy or, you know, whatever the names are, I guess. And they're going to like fuck with him, make fun of him. He's going to turn on people. He's going to win the 24/7 title. Yeah, he's got longevity in his career.
Who, Otis?
Yeah.
Well, comedy guys can stick around.
Yeah.
Look at like Santino. Look at R-Truth, for Christ's sake.
R-Truth is something special, dude.
Well, he could do everything.
No matter what that guy touches, it turns to gold. Fucking Little Jimmy. Little Jimmy was a throwaway that he fucking ran with for years and people loved it. Now he's got the whole 24/7 with Carmella thing. Isn't she the 24/7 champion, by the way?
Carmella?
Like she had won it at some point. Is that still a thing?
I don't fucking
know. I don't think they've been doing that much with it. I guess they have bigger fish to fry at this point.
I think they've been doing it on like live shows and then like
showing the footage?
Like social media posts as opposed to actual matches on Raw.
So we're not going to see like Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder and company chasing R2.
Well, they did on the pre-show for the last pay-per-view. Well, I think the last show that they did, they were running around. So, what was the last show that they did?
SummerSlam?
Was Christ? It? No.
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 What was the last one? It was... Holy cow.
Wow, we are awful.
This is fucking terrible.
We are really bad at podcasting.
Well, this one is Hell in a Cell. The one in August was SummerSlam. So what was the next one? Night of Champions.
Yeah!
Holy shit, Night there you go.
Yeah.
Well, they had a special thing for the 24/7 title.
I really want to find that team name.
Oh, you're killing me, dude.
It's like Bobby Roode. Because it's so good, it makes perfect sense. And I just can't find it.
The Rooster. I thought it was Rooster, which I thought was pretty fucking cool.
Man, was it Rooster?
I thought it was. I don't remember.
Why would it be Rooster?
Rude and Ziggler.
But where does the
Rolf? Is it Rolf? Rolf?
No, it's not Rolf.
It's
not a Muppet dog.
It's Dude. It's Dolph and Rude. It's Dude.
No, it's not Dude.
It's Team Dude, bro.
It's not Team Dude.
It's Team Dude, bro.
I would pop for a Team Dude, though.
Team Dude, though.
Actually, there's a dude. There's a wrestler called the Dude. Who trains at WrestlePro. He looks just like the dude from Big Lebowski.
Dude. Yeah. That's pretty funny. We actually got a question from Kratzo. I'll jump around with his questions.
Yeah, was that Kratzo's idea? What was that little soundbite you had in the beginning?
All right.
Because every week you add a new soundbite to the intro.
Let's throw Kratzo under the bus. He sent me this reggae song that he thought would be appropriate for us so we would have our own theme song. Because Matt and I, we have Meat to Meat.
The one that go meet to meet.
Yeah, I don't have theme music.
We might have to change the two-man group.
Well,
to something more clever.
He went with Two-Man Army, and I don't know. I don't remember the artist, but this was the clip from the song. Rolling in my two-man army. I mean, it's chill.
Two-Man Army.
Yeah, it's chill. But Kev, it's a song about him and Jesus.
I like Jesus.
Well, if there's anyone that's Jesus out of the
remember
two,
that, remember the old drop from the old days.
Which one? Oh,
yeah, Jesus is my, we yes, won't say.
Yeah,
it.
Well, But no, if either one of us is Jesus, it's definitely you. First of all, you're a lot thinner than I am.
That's a good point.
And second of all, you've got the beard.
I got a big beard.
Well, you've got a good beard. I've got the douchey Judas beard.
Which you still refuse to shave.
I want to. Somebody won't let me.
Your wife likes it?
Yeah, she's like.
All right, well, then that's a good reason as any to keep it.
She's like, it makes your face look thinner. I was like, yeah, thanks.
Well, it's a little frame. It's a little frame ski for the face.
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, whatever. It is what it is. What else happened on Raw? You watched a hell of a lot more of Raw than I did. Oh, I remember what happened. We've got the Miz TV.
With Hogan and
with
Nitch.
The Hulkster and the Nitch.
Setting up.
Oh, wait. All right, wait. Let me cue this up. It's been a couple of months. Kevin, guess where they're going back on Halloween?
The motherland?
They are going back to the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Now, are they going to Jeddah again?
I don't know.
Did they mention Saudi Arabia or did they just say Crown Jewel?
Don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I wasn't paying too much attention to that. But I did have a name for the pay-per-view, which I'm stealing from Justin from Inconclusive Breakdown.
What's that?
Well, it is on Halloween. So we got to go with a Halloween-themed pay-per-view. I don't think there's anything better than a la Ween Havoc.
Oh, mama.
Come on, bro. That's genius.
That's not bad.
That's genius.
Halloween Havoc.
Halloween Havoc.
Well, are all Saudis Muslims?
No, but
aren't they
fits.
Catholic or Christian?
I don't know what their makeup is, but for the most part, it's a Muslim country, no?
Maybe. I guess so. I don't know. I'm no...
Yeah, I'm not trying to be ignorant, but...
I'm no Rhodes Scholar.
Fucking ignorant.
Team Rhodes Scholars.
Look, it's a
fucking... Bobby Rhodes Scholars! The Rhodes Scholars.
Was that what it was?
No, it wasn't.
You're an asshole.
I am an asshole.
You got me all fucking hyped up for that.
God... It was
yeah, dude.
So perfect.
So we got Team Hogan versus Team Flair, and Team Hogan already has Seth Rollins and Rusev, and Team Flair has Randy Orton and King Corbin, which, by the way, King Corbin's throne collapsed.
Yeah, I saw that.
And they fucking corpsed so bad. They were laughing so hard, the two of them. What a great moment.
I would be too, man. That's funny shit.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What's better than having a cuckold angle with the Kanellises? What's better than that, Kevin? Who better than Canyon, Kevin?
Who better than Canyon? Who better than Kevin Canyon?
What's better than the Kanellis cuckold?
Is Rusev still in the picture for that?
No, because Rusev is having his own cuckold fiesta.
Oh, yeah. He's cucking, I don't know what the verbiage.
He's being
I don't know
cucked.
The lingo very well.
He's being cucked.
Is that what it is? He's the cucky?
He's being cucked. And something out of fucking Brazzers, dude.
So Lana is the cucker. Rusev is the cucky. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, so no, the one Rusev's being cucked is the cucky.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So is Lana the mother cucker?
Well, no, no.
Or is Lashley
the mother cucker.
Lashley's the mother cucker. And so what is Lana? What does that make Lana? Just
very happy.
Very happy. She's getting that meat to meat.
The one that go meat to meat.
So,
Kevin, we needed two cuckold storylines.
Man.
Who's the father of
no
Maria?
No cuckolds hold Bart. Wait, what? No yeah. Cuckolds barred.
Wow, it writes itself, huh?
It really does. I wish I got it out quicker.
Holy
shit. That's what Lana said, too.
Whoa. No, she don't want that shit out quick. Fuck me, dude. I don't get it.
I thought, like, that stuff was, like, porn stuff.
It is. And you know, and this is the worst part, and it's very stereotypical, but they had to find something for Lashley to do, and this had to be it.
This gives him something other than being big, boring Lashley.
TV 14, ladies and gentlemen. Leo Rush is challenging Drew Gulak, and Bobby Lashley's laying that fucking Louisiana Black Snake all around the Raw roster.
Oh, man.
Fuck, dude.
He's still married to that girl, Crystal, that used to be a WWE commentator.
And Rusev's married to Lana. Like, this is, like, legit shit, dude.
I mean, I'm sure it's okay. I'm sure it's a...
You think Rusev's going to fucking be like, no? I mean, you know what I'm saying? You think Lana's going to be like, no? I mean, no offense, dude. Bobby Lashley's a specimen. I know how much Matt hates his fucking guts, but still, dude.
Lashley and...
He's a specimen.
He's a big boy.
He really is. He's big where it counts, too, allegedly.
I mean, I don't know that.
Oh, fucking beer can in a fucking tube sock. There you go. What? It's about as big as that tall boy you got there, Kev. Can we get a picture of that on social media?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just tag Bobby Lashley
this
in
is my,
it?
This is my big this is my big daddy koozie.
Fuck, I thought we were getting away from this kind of stuff on the show.
You then stop saying it.
Well, here's the problem. If WWE stops putting it on my goddamn television, maybe we'll stop talking about it.
Well, it wasn't that filthy.
Come on, dude. There are slopping knobs over there on the fucking top of the what do they call it? The half pipe? Well, it's not a stage anymore. It's like a fucking half pipe. I'm waiting for fucking Tony Hawk to dive in from the top of it.
Road Warrior Tony Hawk?
Yes. What? What do you think? What do you think of the new setup? Everybody's happy. Their pyro's back, and
I like the pyro. It was missed. I'm
Becky Lynch made a point to say in her opening salvo that, you know, I got my smoke back or whatever the fuck she said.
I know. Ugh. I got my pyro back.
That's the exact pyro.
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 Vampiro's back.
Fucking A, dude. Oh, fuck, Vampiro. I heard him coming from a mile away.
I got my pyro.
So, yeah, so that's Saudi Arabia. And
yeah, so
for
right now.
Now
we have, what, Ric Flair coaching?
We almost know more.
Orton Corbin against
yes.
Cena. Not Cena.
Cena.
Cena. Hogan's, Seth Rollins, and Rusev.
Hell yeah!
Yep.
So I was a little confused because I was going back and forth. So I was in a very contested fantasy football battle.
Well, here we go.
So, go ahead. Rusev is on Team Hogan, teaming with Seth Rollins, but then he replaces Rey Mysterio in the main event.
Yeah, because
against Seth Rollins.
Because he actually challenged Seth Rollins because Seth put out an open challenge.
Oh, apparently. That's right.
I didn't see that part. And so Rusev answered the call. Now here's something a little ironic, right? Look at Team Hogan right now. Hogan banged his best friend's wife on film and said very bad things about black people. We'll just leave it there. Seth Rollins is banging the man, right? He's engaged to the man.
I'm really not following
and Rusev,
your logic here.
And Rusev is letting his wife get banged by another man.
Cucky.
Yeah, you don't see like a little theme going here with Team Hogan, like some weird sexual shit going
on?
It's
a very perverse trio so far.
Okay, so who else will we add to this trio that would be like, you know...
Xavier Woods?
Fit them. Good call. Very good call. I didn't even think of him.
Paige here!
Has she been on TV lately?
Don't know. Because we do the show on Tuesdays, so like I go very briefly through SmackDown via the YouTube.
Xavier Woods was a good fucking call, dude. I completely forgot about that.
Who else? Who else? Who else?
I don't know who else there would be.
How many? Is it teams of four or five?
I would imagine five, because they really want to pack
him
in.
Well, Lashley will pack it in for him.
Oh, my God. Imagine Lashley's on his team. Lashley's going to be on the other team,
yeah,
right?
But Lashley's like a choir boy. He doesn't get into trouble.
You think they put Mike Kanellis on the team? I mean, he would fit. It's just that...
No, but he's a heel. He'd have to be on Flair's team.
I guess
Flair's the bad guy in this?
See, I don't know, because Flair was teasing Hogan, and then they shook hands, and then they were like, oh, it's going to be playful. Let's just make teams. Because, look, we've talked about it a million times. Saudi Arabia, in the grand scheme of things in the WWE universe, doesn't really mean much.
Not in the grand scheme of like storyline progression.
What's the greatest thing we got out of that? Shane McMahon being best in the world. Oh, and fucking
that's
two-
no. Wait. That's
what else did we get out of it?
In terms of storylines, what they kept going with. Yeah.
All right. Titus O'Neil sliding under the fucking ring.
That lasted 3 weeks. Titus World Slide. That was incredible. That was genius.
Well. It was accidental genius.
But to come up with Titus World Slide was perfect.
Perfect nonetheless.
That he had at the Royal Rumble this year, they had a little gimmick with him and Hawkins.
Yes.
That little tease there.
What else did we get, though? We got Goldberg and Undertaker dropping each other on their fucking heads, almost killing each other.
Undertaker and Kane dropping Shawn Michaels and Triple H on each other's heads.
Yeah, we got Shawn Michaels' return. But in the grand scheme of things...
I guess you're right. In the sense that it was carried over to more story.
Yeah, and the great thing to me was Randy Orton beating Triple H, but that didn't mean anything either. You know? And Mansoor, Gorilla Monsoon's kid.
God damn it.
I stole your joke.
Gorilla Mansoor.
He won the Royal Rumble, and we haven't, well, the greatest battle royal, and we haven't heard anything about him yet. Is he training? How come they just left it off?
He's going to be on the next one.
He'll be on Team Hogan. Watch that happen.
Oh, you're probably right.
Watch that. That would be awesome for that kid.
Gorilla Mansoor right in the esophagus.
Occipital protuberance.
The breadbasket.
Oh, we got occipital protuberances coming up later. Remind me when we talk MLW.
What the fuck does that mean?
No, you'll get into it. Raw, anything else? I think that's about it, right?
I mean, that's all I mean, what did you enjoy the commentary team?
I didn't hate it. They were there, so I was okay with it.
Did we have too much Lawler, did you think?
I think Lawler's just trying to steer the ship because he probably figures he's the elder statesman.
Yeah, and those are two young kids.
But when those three guys find their groove, I think things will be fine.
I'm super happy for Vic Joseph.
Yeah.
Do you remember him?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. From like 5 years ago?
Ronnie James Dio getting a chance? Who did he play ball for?
I forget. We talked about this last week, I think.
I know.
His name was like Brennan Williams or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Former NFL player, which is kind of cool. Is there a reason why he's not wrestling, why he fell into commentary?
Don't know.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too.
Sometimes they just do that.
Yeah.
I mean, why is Drake Younger not a wrestler? Why was he a referee? You know?
Yeah, it's weird.
Why is Bandito Jr. a referee and not a wrestler?
Yeah. Do you like the fact that a lot of the WWE referees are these in-shape fucking guys now? Does that bother you a little
bit? I don't mind it because they're not tall.
All right, fair enough.
However, were taller, that would be weird.
Like, I don't need to see guys with big bellies. However, I think the referee needs to look
like
a guy.
What's the guy? Ring of Honor. What's his name? John. The fuck's the Ring of Honor guy's
name? I can't think of it. It was not John Finnegan. Why am I thinking John Finnegan? But well, yeah. What I'm saying is, like, you want a referee that looks like he can handle himself, but also if he takes a bump, he's not going to get up right away. Like, you look at Drake Younger. Like, he gets knocked out. You expect a guy that looks like that to get up right away.
Right. And I kind of parlay that into like actual like real sports. And I'm like, if you're worried about these referees getting like I'm like, why wouldn't you have referees that are in shape and young guys that could actually handle themselves instead of getting like fucking knocked around by a fucking like there was a hockey game, Evander Kane got suspended 3 games for shoving a referee. after the referee took him down, believe it or not.
Really?
So if, like, this referee was, like, a young guy in, like, good shape, like, he wouldn't be having that shit
from
a hockey player.
But that takes away from a story
point. Yes, of course. In wrestling, it doesn't necessarily work that way.
Exactly. Exactly.
But, I mean, you got the same thing. Everyone knows that most of these agents that come down also to try to break stuff up or former wrestlers.
Pat Buck was involved with the...
he got destroyed. Brock Lesnar beat the shit out of him.
But that was the other thing Kratzo was asking about. He's like, what do you think was going through Pat Buck's mind having to do that?
I wonder.
I thought
the other one was Road Dogg. It wasn't Road Dogg.
He's probably like, this is cool, but I'm going to get my ass kicked. And look, Dominic did get fucking beat up. Like, Brock Lesnar just fucking ragged all
that. I really enjoyed that opening segment.
It was just like, enough already. Like, I'm tired of this Brock Lesnar.
All right, but let me ask you this, though. Because if you go back, and I think I mentioned this in our group text, what's wrong with the same guy being on top for so long? Because
he disappears.
If that's your gripe, then yes.
But that's a big thing.
I agree.
And now, if he wins this title on SmackDown, and he stays on SmackDown, and they don't do a flip-flop, he's never going to be on the show.
You don't think he'll stay on SmackDown?
They're going to have to pay him a shit ton of money.
They got a shit ton of money.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think... Honestly, if he winds up winning the title or not, I think they wind up either flipping the championships or...
Meaning Universal goes to SmackDown and Raw and WWE goes to...
Yeah, I mean, they can because they're not... I mean, they're on specific brands, but they're not brand specific. It's not like it's the Raw and SmackDown championships.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if the women flip-flop the belts, well, it's kind of fucking stupid.
Because it is Raw Women's Champion and SmackDown's Women's Champion.
But the other thing is, too, like, Fox wants Brock. They want Brock Lesnar on Fox. Like, they've made that clear. So,
Brock's
I don't know
Lesnar.
What the fuck they do with
Fox
it.
Fox Lesnar. Dun, 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 dun. You gotta figure that one day a week for Brock isn't gonna kill him. Here's my other question. What do you do with Brock Lesnar every week?
Well, that's the other thing. I don't know.
Like, Brock Lesnar's not a guy that should just have a match every week.
He's just in a weird fucking position, dude.
I don't think we've ever seen anything like that before.
What, Brock being on every week?
No.
Oh, we did on SmackDown, but it was like 20 years ago.
A wrestler in that kind of position where you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Like, everyone hates that he disappears for a while, which I totally understand and totally get. But if you do have him on TV every week, what do you do with him every week? Brock Lesnar's not like a Seth Rollins. Who can have him, like, not saying that Brock couldn't do it, but I don't want to see Brock every week having a match that we've seen. You know what I mean? Shouldn't Brock be that attraction on a pay-per-view or network special?
No, I mean, I get what you're saying, but it kind of sucks not having your champion around.
And even if he is around every show, are we just going to see a Paul Heyman promo every week with Brock just standing there?
This is ultimately the problem. Like, this is like, you can't treat Raw and SmackDown like Superstars and Wrestling Challenge, where Hulk Hogan like was only on when it was really important to advance something for a pay-per-view.
Right, and 9 times out of 10, it wasn't a match. It was a barbershop, not a barbershop, like a funeral parlor, or it was an interview segment with Brother Love or with like Paul Bearer, you know what I mean? Or Snake Pit before that.
Yeah. And the only other time you ever saw him wrestle really was if something was going on with, like, Paul Orndorff, where they had to set up a story.
Right.
You know?
And you would you ever, like, you're a little bit older than me, so, like, you go back to the era where you watched the Orndorff and the Hogan, and I'm, like, more 89, 90, where my initial Hogan feuds were, you know, maybe Savage, the tail end of Savage, and then... Guys like DiBiase and Zeus and Earthquake and
wait, who did you mention?
Ted DiBiase.
That's right. And Big Boss Man and shit like that. So, like, did Hogan ever wrestle on like a Superstars or a Wrestling Challenge? Like
periodically. Like, I remember they'd have him against like Tiger Chung Lee once in a while.
Did you see that? There's the
Macho Man after he lost to Hogan. The next week on Superstars.
But did you see the unreleased? It's just totally an aside, so remember where you are. Put a pin in that. The Tiger Chung Lee LJN unreleased prototype?
No, I haven't seen it.
Broski has it.
Why would they not release that? What did he pay for that? Do you know?
I don't know. A lot, I think.
Oh, my God, dude.
He posted it.
Why would they not make that?
If you don't follow Broski's Instagram, he has it up there.
Oh, shit. Kevin's dropping names.
It's my gimmick, baby.
I almost fucking forgot, dude. I don't want to shit on you.
But, yeah. So, anyway, back to Hogan wrestling on... Because I don't... I think maybe...
Hogan, yeah, every once in a while. Like I was saying, Macho Man, after he won... I think it was the world title. They after he lost it to Hogan at WrestleMania 5, he was on Superstars the next week, and they announced him as the former world champion just to fucking dig at him. And I forget who he had a match with, but he was talking so much shit that the jobber attacked him from behind and got in a little bit of offense.
Is it Jim Powers?
No. I wanted to say it was Lanny Poffo, but it wasn't. I forget who the fuck it was.
Love Lanny. But like, you would see
Ricky Hunter or Ricky Itake.
Ricky Itake? Takehashi?
You don't remember Ricky Itake? You got to look him up.
Was he like the? He wasn't like the madman guy that would run around.
No. He was like jelly looking. Like he was like blobby. He had like long tights, like Bobby Eaton.
Oh, am I thinking of Shinzo Otani?
Probably. He was not a jobber.
No, he wasn't.
WWE at all.
But he would come in and he did have some spots in WWE, and he would come in like a wild man Otani. I think like a Royal Rumble, like 96 or 95. But
Otani in the Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
Why don't I remember this?
I'm telling you, he was.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for dickhead stuff because I'm trying to look ahead, and of course I have the fucking results right here because we're gonna talk about Death Before Dishonor in a minute. But yeah, I don't think there was anything else about Raw and about
I mean,
Raw.
If there is, we don't have to.
But the problem
through.
Is, we don't know because SmackDown's not till Friday, and it's like a whole new beginning. So.
I mean, again, like you said, to your point, it's going to be a new beginning for the Fox show where it's going to be that nostalgia show. I guess Raw was kind of like that, but not as much as I thought it was going to be. I think the only real nostalgia we got on Raw was the Hogan and what about Jimmy Hart just fucking flailing around out back there?
You know what it is? It was just like, can we get Jimmy a gig? Can we put him on TV? That's all Jimmy Hart ever
did. You know what was so funny, though? I have a feeling that was so last minute.
Of course.
Because they didn't have a chair out there for him. So you have Miz sitting, Flair sitting, Hogan sitting, and Jimmy Hart's just kind of like leaning over him for a second.
I bet you dollars to donuts Jimmy Hart's not going to Saudi Arabia. I'll bet you $1 million on that one. They're not going to pay for him to go. Hogan's going to wind up footing the bill out of his own pocket if he goes. And that's the thing.
Did you listen to the latest Bischoff podcast by any chance?
I'm sort of through it, but I know in the past he's talked about Jimmy Hart before, and a lot of times he was just like, Hogan just wanted Jimmy there, so he was there.
Yeah.
And
so I wouldn't be shocked if he goes.
If he does go, it's not going to be on WWE's dime. I don't think they'd pay for him to go there.
I think they would. Especially if they wanted...
He's a Hall of Famer, but they don't really want him around.
I was just going to say, Jimmy Hart, to his credit, does have... I could see the people screaming at me already. He does have some value.
Oh, look, Jimmy Hart...
For a signing in Saudi Arabia or an appearance, he does have value.
Jimmy Hart, one of the greatest of all time. Like, he belongs on that list. He's been a manager. He's been involved in some high-profile stuff. He does a lot of shit behind the scenes, even with music. Like, Jimmy Hart's a jack of all trades.
Do you remember how weird it was when he turned babyface in 93?
On Money, Inc.?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was like the biggest out of place.
Stop, leave him alone. Leave him alone, baby. Leave him alone, daddy.
And that was the weirdest, most out of place thing ever. But that's, if you think about it, like old school fans like us remember Jimmy Hart.
Yeah.
But that's his legacy in wrestling, is being attached to Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Which is unfair to an extent, but that's what he created for himself.
But like you said, that's the legacy a lot of people like that are younger know him for.
Right.
You go back 15...
We're not even that... Even the younger audience, because he turned on Hogan in WCW and then started the Dungeon of Doom and wasn't so closely associated.
He had the Honky Tonk Man. He had the Hart Foundation, all champions at the same time. Honky Tonky Man, the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time.
The Honky Tonky Man!
Go back further, Andy Kaufman. Yeah. He was a mainstay in Memphis forever. And that whole Andy Kaufman thing, that was him.
Was I overstating the fact that his legacy is tied to Hogan?
No, because I think for a lot of fans it is. You know what I'm saying? It's like you came for Jimmy Hart when he was with Hogan, but you stood around and you learned, holy shit, he was involved with the whole Jerry Lawler, Andy Kaufman thing.
And that is a huge part.
Which led to one of your favorite drops on the show.
Well, I'm the king. Hello, I'm the king. Well, I'm the king of Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Jimmy Hart.
So hey, glad
I'm
I Jimmy
Hart. Daddy, I'm Jimmy Hart. Oh, hey, motherfucker. Hey,
hey, hey, motherfucker.
Hey, hey, motherfucker. Wow. Hey, hey.
Wow, wow, wow.
You can still drop an F-bomb every now and then.
Oh, we're allowed. We're allowed to do whatever we want. It's our show.
That is. That is true.
Okay, so that's Raw. That's kind of where we thought we were going. And you know what? We might as well just cover this and get this out of the way so we can fucking be done with it.
What's that?
This.
It's time for the Shining Wizards pay-per-view pick extravaganza. The fallout from Death Before Dishonor 17.
2019 version, yeah, 17 years of that shit, dude. I say shit, but, you know, it was actually a fucking good show from what Matt said. I think Matt actually gave me some notes if you want me to read them.
I read them today, actually, when I went to try to do that conference call thing.
Yeah, that's unfortunate that didn't work out. We got invited. We were specifically invited.
We were invited to be a part of
the AEW Cody conference call, and unfortunately...
He texted me personally. Name
of course
drop,
he did.
Because I'm a name dropper.
Fucking name dropping, dude.
That's it.
That's the gimmick. So let me see. Ring of Honor, Death Before Dishonor. This is Matt's notes. This is before we get into any of the other stuff. PCO beating Kenny King was brilliant. If you watch the Monday PCO shows, you know his wiring is all messed up. That's why he just does random dives outside the ring. So Kenny King and whoever his side chick are, I have no idea, pour water on him and hit him with a taser to try to electrocute him. But he's PCO and it has no effect. So as he's getting zapped, he grabs Kenny King by the neck and electrocutes him.
Fantastic. It was good.
He just writes pretty entertaining shit. Gresham beats Jay Lethal, which I think we all took, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah, we were all good on that one. Excellent match. The build was great. Matt didn't like the handshake after the match. He likes Gresham better as a dick, but he said the match was really good. The Briscoes beat Haskins and Bandido. I think we all took that one too, didn't we?
I definitely took that one.
Yeah, we all took that one.
The only one I don't remember taking Brody King over Jeff Cobb.
We'll get there.
I guess I did.
I really enjoyed this match. Took a minute to get going, but once it hit the floor, it was on. Don't really care much for post-match stuff with Bully Ray, although they did an interesting angle where Flip and Bully were face-to-face. And Roosh defeating Matt Taven.
Were they face-to-face or were they meet-to-meet?
Oh, fuck, I don't have the soundboard.
There's no way you could have, because I just kind of threw it out
the
there.
The one to go meet to meet.
Bully Ray.
Roosh defeated Taven in the banger of the week.
Dude.
Sorry, the banger came early tonight.
Leo Roosh.
Great match. Awesome story being told going back to CMLL with Taven had his head shaved. I did not take Roosh. I went with Matt Taven. That was one of my downfalls. Let me see. Let me just go through real quick. Kevin went 5-4. You had the bouncers, which I think we all had. No. The Brawlers. I don't know why he wrote the Bouncers.
They are the Bouncers.
Huh? Oh, no, we all had the Bouncers. That's right. Yeah. I don't know. No, Brawler Malone is in the Beer City Bruiser. I'm sorry. I can't read my fucking writing from last week. You also had Jonathan Gresham.
Yeah,
you had Marty Scurll, who beat Cole Cabana. We all had Marty Scurll.
Did I do that right?
We all took Kenny King, and Kenny King lost, so that was the loser there. You also took Brody King, who lost to Hula Hula, the pineapple guy.
I don't remember that.
And Matt took, yeah, you both took Brody King. And okay. I said, nope, you got to go with Hula Hula, and Hula Hula won.
That was a kickoff show match.
Shane Taylor won, which screwed everybody up.
Yeah, didn't see that coming.
Because I took Flip, you guys took Hot Sauce.
And I took Flip.
Did you take Flip?
I took Flippy Doo.
Fuck, did you?
I never pick against my man.
Oh, you
Flip.
Did take Flip. That's right. Dickhead took Hot Sauce.
Dickie Doo.
Took Kelly Klein, which was a fucking mistake.
No, I remember this, though, because I really wanted to pick Angelina Love. Like, I remember saying, like, on the show that I regret not taking Angelina Love or something to that effect.
Well, I don't know. Kelly Klein was due to lose, and she's going to get that big comeback and become a 3-time women's champion, so that's why I went with her. The Briscoes, we all took the Briscoes? Yeah. And you guys took Roosh, and I took Matt Taven. Roosh, your new Ring of Honor world champion.
Crazy town.
It's fucking crazy. So, Kevin went 5-4 for the week. Matt and I tied for the week at 6-3. Matt is at 158-89. He's catching up 7 games back.
The fucking loser!
But once again, on top with your boy Kevin, we are tied at 165-82.
Mamma mia.
We are both at over 66%. Well, we both pick winners 2/3 of the time.
Well, winners, no winners.
That's a pretty good statistic right there. We're actually better than 2/3. We're better than 66%, the two of us. And Dickhead's got some work to do. But it's not over. We got like 3 more months to go.
Yeah, well, I mean, like we said, we're not picking Hell in a Cell. But we'll make our picks public on the old social media when we do pick.
Well, unless we just tell everybody Tuesday what we picked.
I'd like to let them know what we got.
Unless you want to do a call time. We haven't done a call time in like 5 years.
Oof.
We could do that. Dickhead give me notes, and I'll call you or whatever.
Do the little pick extravaganza special.
Speaking of special, Kevin's Patreon watch along dropped today.
Oh, you put that out there? It's fuck.
October 1st, bro.
I forgot.
It's the first of the month. Wake up, get up. Kevin's Patreon is out there.
Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Yeah, of course.
Nice.
We'll get there later, but if you're supporting us on Patreon and if you are a curtain jerker, you get all the watch alongs.
Nice. I enjoyed the watch along that I did. It was weird. I did it like a month ago.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
At least a couple weeks.
And sure. The kid and I are going to do a little more ECW watching, I think, Sunday.
Maybe I'll do one tonight. I think I'm taking off work tomorrow.
You know what? We promise everybody one a month.
Is the quality good? Like, and it's me talking into my phone, so it's not going
to
be great.
I didn't listen to the whole thing.
That's fine.
So I'm going to have to go back. But look, first time, it was actually pretty good.
All right, cool.
Just don't get mad at Kevin when he doesn't tell you to press play.
Well, I'm assuming the WWE Network is the same on across all platforms and
never
viewing devices.
And they canceled like half the devices now. You can't watch it on your 360 anymore. You can't watch it on like old Apple TV anymore. They're getting rid of a lot of shit.
Yeah, Big Rich McDonald can't watch WWE Network right now because his TV is over like 2 years old.
Poor Big Rich.
Can I send a birthday shout out to my brother, by the way?
Of course.
My brother's birthday. Happy birthday, Matt.
Wait, that's not the same Matt that...
That is our patron?
No, it's not.
I'm not sure. The verdict isn't...
It's weird, though, because this guy's like from North Jersey somewhere, too. I just don't know if he's from the WO.
He's very, very, very close.
It's just really weird.
It's a very... happy birthday, Matt. Love
happy
you,
birthday, brother. Yes. Brother!
Not to be confused with Shining Wizards, Matt. This is Shining Garifo, Matt.
Oh, no. Fucking... Hey, if you want to come out to the elementary for our 8th anniversary show, don't forget to bring Dickhead a present.
How did we not plug that once yet?
That's all right.
Okay.
People know. It's out there.
Oh, it'll be out there at least like 4 times a week, every week until
Look, we've got a lot of people that are coming out to see us for this show.
No kidding.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's not only standing room only, we might be turning people away.
I don't see that.
That's not even a joke. I'm not even kidding.
Are you serious?
I've had so many people personally that I know that are like, yo, you're having a live show? I'm like, yeah. They're like, I'm going to come out and see that.
Nice.
People I never would have imagined to come out to a live show.
Names.
Oh, I can't name names. I can't name names.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it, of course, November 21st. 5 years. Mama Mia. I'm just doing this to piss Matt off because he hates Moro.
Oh, did you say 5 years to piss him off, too?
Is it not 5 years? It's 8 years. Holy shit.
Holy fuck, dude.
And I'm on my...
Wow, you need this.
In my head, I'm seeing the old poster from Egan's 5 years. Like, that's what I'm seeing in my head right now.
I just got a text from Matt that says, you're a dickhead, Tony. And I have no idea what I said. But thanks, buddy. Love you, too. So what
from
else?
My brother?
No. Yes. Shh, kayfabe.
Oh, sorry.
Shit. What else is there?
I mean, let's tie a bow on the picks, I guess. And
well, we already did. I already fucking went over the.
How you feeling now? Do you think you're the expert is going to prevail?
6-3 was not bad. If Taven would have retained, I would have been very happy. But 6-3 is not bad.
Neck and neck, baby.
I know. It's weird. You're still in the lead, but you're not alone in the lead. It's like we're sharing the top of the fucking mountain.
Well,
at the
that's
Olympics.
Brilliant. Tony, you're in the lead, but you're not because it's a tie, Tony. I think people know what a tie
well,
is.
You wanted to put a bow on it. I don't know how much more of a bow. I'm trying to come up with something here. We're good. That's all there is to it.
We're aces, baby.
Yes.
We're Johnny Aces.
And if you want to, and actually, Matt had mentioned we're going to wind up doing our Survivor Series picks at the live show. So if you want to see the three of us lose our fucking minds in person going over picks, come out to the elementary, 58 Voorhees Road in Hackensack, New Jersey. It's November 21st, 7 p.m. We're working on guests. We're working on a lot of shit. We're going to keep the announcements coming.
It's going to be big.
Keep going to ShiningWizards.com. Keep following us on social media at Wizards Podcast.
That's it.
And keep your eyes out.
Keep them peeled.
Keep them peeled like fucking bananas.
Bananas?
Peel them like fucking bananas. All right, speaking of bananas, we might as well go through this now, right?
What's that?
There are a lot of other shows happening this week, Kevin.
Dare I say, the most historic week in 30 years of wrestling?
It's pretty big. It's pretty big. Look, we'll get the smaller guys out of the way right now. We already talked about SmackDown, which is not a small guy, but I think we covered that to death.
The big fish.
That's going to be Friday, 8 o'clock. Check your local listings, the Fox affiliates. The NWA show.
It's like a fucking commercial on me.
I know, Jesus. Kevin, there's still going to be wrestling on Tuesdays, by the way, because Impact is coming back.
Good for them.
Impact is back tonight. They are giving you Homecoming 2019 for free. And for the next couple of weeks, they're going to be giving you highlight shows of pay-per-views from the past year.
This is a big deal. This is such a big deal for them, and I'm so happy for them.
And officially, they're starting off with new shows October 22nd.
Impact is, like, we talk about, like, Ring of Honor being around for forever. Impact is, how many times was Impact TNA on life support and just seems to not go away?
Every year, even now, people are like, TNA is going to die. They lost all their production people, blah, 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 blah. Impact isn't going anywhere.
It doesn't seem like it.
Not going anywhere. You people are fucking nuts if you think that's going to go, if they're going somewhere.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, there's always a possibility. There's a lot of fucking wrestling out there.
So this is on Access TV. I still, unfortunately, do not have Access TV.
Me neither.
Matt does.
Matt has access to Access.
And Matt also gets MLW on Fridays because he has B in Sports.
Ah, muy bien.
Fuck, I'm too far away from the bell. So, you've got Impact on Tuesdays. If you don't get MLW on Fridays,
watch it on YouTube on Monday.
Watch it on YouTube on Monday. Kevin, we're not done with Tuesdays, though. 6:05.
Because you got the Shining fucking Wizards.
Well, of course you do.
I'm really dropping. I got to stop with the F-bombs.
No, it's
sorry.
Well, you're
I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Mood. I get it. We're celebrating 14 years as a podcast.
That's right, guys.
Next week, October 8th, the debut episode of a show called NWA Power. Studio Wrestling is coming back.
You like that, don't you?
I do like it. I saw some of the pictures. I read some of the spoilers. I'm not happy with what's happening. However,
did Tim Storm lose?
You're a dickhead.
I love Tim Storm, but
I love Tim Storm too, but he's got his title shot, and I want to make sure he wins.
Did you read the spoilers?
Yes, I read the spoilers. All right. Tim Storm is going to win the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship.
No, the fuck he's not.
People don't know. Now they have to tune in. Yeah, it's going to be on YouTube and Facebook, 6:05 p.m. That's pretty fucking awesome. And the studio looks retro but modern. It's really cool.
No, it looks really retro.
But it's updated, dude. It's got like a clean look to it, too. I like it. I'm looking forward to it. Homicide's there. Eddie Kingston's there.
A lot of James Storm, I think. Nick
Caleb
Aldis.
Caleb Conley's in there, too.
It's a solid
this
roster.
This is why Caleb Conley's not with the SWA anymore, whatever the fuck that group was.
The what?
The group that we all signed on for.
Oh, the RCA?
RCA, that's it.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why Caleb Conley left, because he's making that fucking Billy Corgan money now.
Ooh, that's Smashing Pumpkin dough.
Yeah. Who wants money? That's why
I got to wait to see it, but
should be good. Oh, they're having their first pay-per-view December 14th in Hotlanta. That's pretty cool.
At Stage 6?
No, I don't know. There wasn't any.
Is that what it's called, Stage 6?
I think so. I think it is.
Where WCW Saturday Night was and all that shit.
But that's NWA Power. That's going to be a fucking interesting show.
I'm excited for the roster that they put together. I don't like
spam!
I don't like the setup of the old school stuff.
I kind of do.
I don't blame anyone if they do.
Aside, I saw that you poo-pooed the new NWA Women's Championship.
Not a fan.
Really?
Not a fan.
You do know, and you saw the pictures, it was modeled after Mildred Burke's championship from the 30s.
I understand why NWA is carving this niche for themselves of being like the old school, you know, throwback company, and they think people are going to like that. I don't think that it's... I don't think it works well. Listen, it's going to be 2020. And I understand, just like everything else, every few years, what's old is new again. What everyone collects old stuff. Everyone wants to relive where they were when the glory years of this stuff happened. But at some point, you do have to just put the past to bed and establish the NWA as a new, cool... And it might be. It very well might be this. And I might be in the very limited minority here. I don't think going back in time is the answer.
I can agree with you to a point, but everybody talks about how all these new promotions are going to change the business. They're going to do things differently. Billy Corgan's actually doing something different by
going
back to the past.
And he's not bragging about it.
That's the other thing. I do like the belt. I think it's classy. I think it's got a great old school championship look to it. I even don't mind the picture. I just don't mind the fuck. I just don't like the duck face picture that they chose to put on the fucking.
Oh, I'm sure that's not solidified as the one they're going to use.
No, it's in there, and that was presented to her.
Okay,
so
I don't like, and this seem to be a lot of them nowadays. And I think it all started with the spinner belt, and when and even when Edge had his rated R spinner belt, where they put. The plate isn't like it's not a plate. It's like a picture, or it's like a logo inside of like a.
No, I get it, but the plate is still curved, and it's not a big W.
No, it's the picture is very small for this women's championship, so it's not egregious to me. But
like, that's old school, man. That's Mildred Burke. That's Moolah. Jesus Christ, Moolah had her picture on her belt for years. Hogan had a custom belt with his picture on it before they got rid of it.
I'll take. And I don't even, I'm not a huge, like, the more I look at the AEW World Championship, I'm not even that huge on that. And it kind of goes across with the WWE belts. Give me, like, if you're the world champion, give me, the centerpiece needs to be a globe to me. And maybe, maybe I'm old school, and AEW does have the globes on the side and the different regions of the country, of the world on the sides.
So is that why you're okay with like the WWE and the world and the Universal Championships not having globes?
I'm more like, I know I liked them when they first started, and I gave a lot of people shit for shitting on them. But the older I get and the more I see them. WWE is like a different animal to me, too.
But that's what I mean. Like, that's going back to my point, though. Like, Billy Corgan's trying to make the NWA a different animal by using some of the old school and bringing it up to 2019.
I'll give WWE more of a pass just because they're the...
Because they're the juggernaut.
Because they're the juggernaut.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't hate the Universal title when it came out, but then I see, like, I love the Ring of Honor world title. I like the AEW world title.
I'm okay with the AEW World Title. I like Ring of Honor. I like the Impact Championship.
Yeah, Impact has good belts.
That's a good belt. Even their women's title is nice looking.
But like,
their tag belts fucking rule.
And NWA is still the 10 pounds of gold. They're never going to change that.
Well, no,
and
I back
that's
to it.
And I, people hate me for this. That's my least favorite belt.
The remake or like just
no
history?
The forever. It's been my least favorite belt.
Wow. I think when that belt was introduced,
maybe back then it was fine.
Well, I think that's what it is. Like, I think when that belt was introduced, you hadn't really seen championships like that.
I agree.
Like, that was custom made by a jeweler in Mexico. Like, that shit was put together piece by piece with screws. Everything was gold. Black was onyx with pearls in it. Like, it was like legit, like jeweler custom made.
And if you go super old school belt history, most belts were like. Like belts for your pants.
They were trophy belts.
Yeah.
It was pretty much just like a big old belt buckle.
Yeah. That's,
which is why they went to Krumri to get the big gold belt made, because they figured it's a belt buckle company. They know about making belts.
It's, and big gold belt is one of my favorite belts ever, too.
Yeah. Obviously. And that was a fucking jeweler that made that. And it was fucking Ocean County Choppers were the ones that designed the WWE logo belts. So fucking people that aren't known for making belts for wrestling are making fucking championship belts. Which is really fucking weird.
I think my favorite belt in WWE right now.
24/7.
No, not even close.
Yes, it is. Probably you like the NWA?
Probably the Cruiserweight belt.
Really? More than a North American. A lot of people like the North American belt.
I don't like the. I didn't like the North American belt because I don't like when. It's weird. It's like the plate is like flat and it's almost like the same size as the strap. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you don't like the big straps.
Like
that.
Yeah, I want either the belt to either cover most or the plate to cover most of the strap. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want there to be a lot of surface area between the belt, the plate, and the top of the belt.
No, I got you. I got you.
And which is, again, it's hypocritical because in the Cruiserweight belt, there is that space there where you see most of the purple.
Yeah, but it's only because, like, the side plates are shaped the way they are. That's why you get a lot of the leather. But look, I like the attempts at different belts
as
a start.
Of course, I'm not going to shit on anybody for their creativity.
The NXT UK Championship, I like it.
The tag belts are my favorite
belts. I love the tag belts.
Yeah, those are my favorite belts.
I like those belts. Yeah. We've got a couple of more shows that are coming up. Actually, the bigger shows, the quote-unquote Monday night battles or whatever you want to call
Wednesday
them.
Wednesday night wars.
The Wednesday night wars. There you go. But, Kevin, as we always like to say around this time.
Hey, yo, back after this.
I like it. We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com, click on your country's banner, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew. Because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No. It's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B Plus Player Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike from The Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or The Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. We'll see you there.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
You want to listen to a podcast that is absolutely phenomenal? Well, I got the podcast for you. It is the Ringside Rant. Each and every Tuesday, I bring to you the best guests with the best conversations and simply the best interviews across all of wrestling podcasting and beyond. Go over and subscribe, rate, and review on all your major podcasting platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and Anchor. Give us a 5-star review. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at @_ringsiderant, as well as at KrasinskiRJ. And as always, welcome to Ranters Nation.
This is
Markin Out.
Hey, what's going on? This is Brandon.
And Dave.
From Markin Out, we do a weekly pro wrestling podcast,
which you can check out on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and MarkinOut.com.
So check it out. Listen to us. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
As always.
What's up? This is the Phenomenal One, AJ, from the Backseat Bookers, and you are listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Congratulations on 8 years, boys. Keep up the great work.
And we are back, and we'd like to thank those who continue to support us, our Patreon patron supporter people that we love so much.
Yeah.
Kevin, you know we have a Patreon, right?
Sure.
You know how much it takes to support us on Patreon to become one of our producers?
Tony, I can't imagine it's... I mean, it's got to be, what, like $50?
Kevin, you would think that for a show of this caliber,
right,
we would expect $50 from people.
And we don't?
Kevin, we only ask for $1.
That's like $49 less.
It's crazy. It's like a 99% discount.
That's,
or something like that.
Was that math right?
98%.
98%.
Yes, that's what it is.
All right.
I was a little off. And I'm the math guy, too. That
you are the math guy, which is scary.
Well, you know, I'm entitled to make mistakes. I can't get 100 on every test.
You are the expert, though.
But like we said last week, we've got brand new levels of support. Head on over to patreon.com/wizardspodcast. For as little as $1, you can become a Patreon producer, just like these good folks here. I want to start off with Kathy Hummer, the queen of the Shining Wizards. Manny Crozzo, Croc DeVille himself. He's the king of the Shining Wizards.
He's the king.
As a matter of fact, Kevin, Manny Crozzo would like for us to do a little plug for him tonight.
Uh-oh.
If you want to find Mr. Crozzo himself, you can go to Instagram.com/MCCrocDeVille. It's KRATOCHVIL. And on Facebook, Facebook.com/Crozzo. That's right. You can go visit Manny Crozzo. Ask him what it's like to be a Patreon producer for the Shining Wizards, and I'm sure I'll have a few good answers for you. Let's move it down the list. The Smoke Show, Cindy Ardone. Dan and Anthony, the Russinellas, the AOP of the SWP. Mike Martinelli.
Nice.
Dark Helmet himself, Ryan Arthur. The Shawns, Sean Toe and Sean Coleo, Leo, Leo. Brett Simonello. Don't know who the fuck that guy is. Al, my pal, Vasquez. Kate, the Great Hensler. Matt Garifo. Happy birthday, maybe?
Happy birthday, buddy.
Matt Mellinger. Kenny Hossie, the real name of Scotch Drinkmore. Hey, Kevin, when you've been drinking, what do you like to ride on? A horsey! Sorry. Get it? Scotch drink more? Riding a horse? Horsey? No?
No.
Didn't work?
No.
All right, let me finish. The ultimate horrier himself, Mr. Ben Haven, and of course...
That's so Haven.
William Mercier Jr.
Lives are going to be in William Mercier's hands. You know what I mean?
Folks, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. We've got tons of goodies for you. $1 a month becomes a producer. For as little as $3, you get the entire archive of watch-alongs. And you know what, Kevin? I almost forgot to tell you. For that $1, you get an exclusive code for just our patrons to use at ProWrestlingTees.com. Yes. So for $1 a month, you're getting 10% off all your Shining Wizards swag.
That's awesome. What is the code?
Oh, you'll have to become a patron to find out, Kev.
Oh, it's fuck, yeah.
Wait, were you fucking with me?
No, I wasn't. I swear to God. That was a brain fart.
I can't even read your mind, but apparently I should always think that you're being
serious.
Is that
Dave Meltzer on AEW right now?
He's on the fucking payroll, dude. Yes, and as of right now, we didn't get into it, but of course, the Wednesday Night Wars will be starting this Wednesday as NXT is going live for 2 hours on the USA Network and across the spectrum on TNT. We've got Wednesday Night Dynamite, the AEW show premiering also at 8 o'clock. Kevin.
NXT is 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Oh, they're playing that game already?
Little overrun.
And it looks like Raven's going to be part of AEW as well. Folks, yeah, I mean, we're watching the The countdown show, is that what this
the
is
countdown
called?
Countdown to Dynamite.
And tonight, we will officially, unofficially find out who Chris Jericho's partners are when they take on the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega tomorrow.
You got any predictions?
Oh, come on, dude.
You think it's LAX?
You'd have to be pretty lax to not think that it's our boys Rough and Ready.
See, did you do that on purpose?
Yes, I did. Thinking.
So
here's what Tony Khan's giving everybody on Wednesday night. You've got Cody against Sammy Guevara, who's very talented, by the way. He was on the NWA 70th show, by the way. I think that was the first time I ever saw him wrestle. Really good. It's going to be very interesting. Nyla Rose taking on Rio. Sorry, I wanted to do that.
No, it's good.
For crowning the first ever AEW Women's Champion. Have you seen the AEW Women's belt, by the way?
Can't say that I have.
I don't think I have either, and I thought they were supposed to release pictures of that, like, not so long ago. But whatever. We'll find out what it looks like tomorrow night anyway. Kenny Omega and the Bucks taking on Jericho and two mystery partners. Adam Page taking on Pac-Man himself, Mr. Pac.
Pac?
Pac-Man. That's going to be a good fucking match.
This whole show is going to be good.
Brandon Cutler taking on Maxwell Jacob Freeman, your favorite, MJF.
My buddy MJF.
Stacked show. Plus, as Cody has said, we only know 40% of the AEW rosters. So be curious to see who else is going to make appearances tomorrow night.
That's true.
Kevin, on the other end of Spectrum, if you have Spectrum. If not, it's on the other end of Xfinity or whatever your local cable system is. On the USA Network, we get 2 hours and 15 minutes of NXT. And that's it for NXT on the network?
Yes.
Is that how that... Wow.
No. I mean, live on the network.
Live.
Yeah. It'll still be... The replays and stuff will still be available.
Now, are the replays going to be available immediately? Sorry, I'm getting off track here.
They have been.
Okay.
I don't know if that's for the whole show because I've been watching them actually as they went down or if it's just the part that was on the network. Because it was an hour on USA and then an hour on the network. I'm not sure if they just gave you the hour replay or not.
Very weird. Very weird.
But as far as I know, the whole show is going to be available Thursday the next day.
Okay.
And so, AEW is doing like a replay immediately after, I think at 10.
Oh, they're doing back to back in a belly to
belly? For at least the first show.
I
thought I read that today. I could be wrong. Someone will correct me, I'm sure.
Well, here's what's not going to be wrong. I've got some of the lineup for the NXT show on
another fucking great show.
Gargano against Shane Thorne. Do you know a lot about Shane Thorne?
I love Shane Thorne.
Okay, tell me about him.
And Shane Thorne was part of that team from Australia.
Good day. Hello.
The Mighty. They were the Mighty Must Kneel. And then they were, what the fuck was their name in NXT? They were something, they were called TMK31 or some bullshit. And then they became the Mighty. And they released the other guy, his name's escaping me. But I never really thought, no disrespect, I never really thought much of, Shane Thorne to me is a top level talent. He's got look, he's got talent. Shane Thorne is the man. And he was doing a whole bunch of shit. Being pissed off about the NXT tournament with like the guys that have never been on TV before, like the Kevin Garifo truck driver and ACH.
Ah.
He was kind of pissed off about that.
Ah.
I get it.
I've been doing that forever. This is the
Who is Shane Thorne fighting? Johnny Gargano?
Gargano, yes. Johnny Wrestling, Johnny.
How the fuck did I not know that? I've watched every single episode of NXT since they've been on the network.
That's Kevin, weird. Did you know the Undisputed Era is defending the tag titles against the Street Profits?
That I knew.
Did you know Shayna Baszler is defending her Candace women's LeRae. Championship? Yeah.
I knew that too.
And Adam Cole.
Bay.
I'm not saying that anymore. Against the bro himself, Mr. Matt Riddle. It's a fucking stacked card, dude.
It's huge, man. This is a big night. Like, people, I don't want to say people are underestimating it, but if they are, they shouldn't.
If you had a... You think Matt Riddle, you think it's his night? Or do you think we're going to run with Undisputed Era for a while? Like, you think somebody's pulling the trigger on this night?
I wouldn't put anything past anybody, but I personally would be hard-pressed to believe that Matt Riddle wins the belt.
You wouldn't think. I think it's going to stick with Adam Cole.
And I also think, I'll make a bold prediction here right now.
Uh-oh.
AEW will defeat NXT. In the
you heard it here, folks. And Kevin's calling it.
And I don't think it'll necessarily be close. And I don't think that NXT will ever beat them.
You know what's going to happen? I can tell you right now.
But they're going to bring over Raw and SmackDown guys?
NXT is probably, you might see, I'm not saying Hulk Hogan or Ric Flair. You might see a Seth Rollins come in, somebody who made a name for themselves in NXT before.
I mean, I would.
You might see Roman Reigns. I don't know what he's going to, you know, he's got going on until Friday.
If I was WWE and they say they lose, and again, we're only saying lose in the terms of what the traditional Monday Night Wars were. That's what it was. It was a legit competition. It was either won or
it's
you lost.
It's a competition
lost.
Right now.
It is. I don't think it needs to be, per se. But WCW, WWE was a legit competition in terms of how people talked about it. It was either won the ratings or you lost the ratings.
And I'll tell you this much. Anybody from WWE that has come out, Triple H included, saying that they don't give a rat's ass about any competition, that nobody's their competition, they are full of shit so badly that it drips down their ankles and it trickles through Titan Tower. Because there is no way you are booking your show to go live on a network against a show that's trying to make a name for themselves, unless you think they are competition.
And I when AEW announced the show, and then WWE came out and announced NXT, and at that time, I was like, well, this could hurt AEW. This could really hurt them, because NXT is the most equivalent kind of audience demographic to AEW, and anything that has the WWE trademark behind it is always going to be a dominant position. I think AEW has to play catch up to them in theory, but the closer I get, and we're not very much closer than tomorrow night, I don't think NXT as it's presented now will beat AEW. And this is coming from, we haven't even seen an AEW TV show yet, so I don't know. Maybe this time, you know, Thursday, I'll be singing a completely different tune.
A question that I haven't asked either of you guys yet, but it's something that I've thought about. I get it. Like, they were the elite. They were the, part of the Bullet Club, yada, yada, yada. Are you keen on the All Elite Wrestling name?
That's a good question.
I don't really care for it.
If you had to pick something else, what would you pick?
I'd have to have some time to think
about
that.
Would you do, like, a more traditional, like, you know, championship wrestling? Like, All Elite Wrestling is... And people kind of thought the same thing when TNA, you know, TNA started.
Oh, I still hate WWE. I still hate it.
Oh, but we hate...
The fact that people still call it WWF almost 20 years later is a testament to what a great brand WWF was. Not talking about the promotion and whatnot. I'm talking about the brand, WWF. That's a big fucking deal.
Well, when TNA came to existence...
TNA was dog shit. It's still dog shit, but it stuck. TNA.
The name TNA.
Yes.
Total Nonstop Action.
Yes.
Wrestling.
Because it's a fucking Russo-rific, like, bro, you got to put tits in the name for people to watch it, bro. That's what that was.
Was that really what it was?
Yeah. That they wanted to get people watching.
So they would call it TNA?
It was a double entendre. Dude, their first...
I mean, I know... I thought it was just a coincidence.
No, the first pay-per-view started with the dicks, dude. Like, come on.
The Johnsons.
Whatever. The penises.
All right, so... Is, like... Even, like, a Ring of Honor is not a traditional... It's not Global Championship Wrestling. It's not World Championship Wrestling. It's not World Wrestling Federation.
Ring of Honor has a certain charm to it.
It's not National Wrestling Alliance.
It's got a charm to it, though.
Right. It does have Ring in it, which I like.
Yeah. Honor. So, like, right away, you know what they're bringing to the table.
So what don't you like about the name AEW?
I don't know. It's just weird. Like, All Elite. Like,
you think it's, like, pompous?
And it's kind of like it doesn't roll off the tongue. Like, All Elite, All
Elite. It's two vowels in a row.
All Elite. Yeah.
It's two vowels and a lot of alliteration.
Look, you're probably cursing at your fucking podcasting device right now, going, who gives a shit? It bothers me.
I
know it's
see
nitpicking,
what you're saying.
But fuck off.
As I'm going to try to stumble over this, it's a lot of alliteration. It's all elite. Like, it's all elite. It's like, it can blend into one word.
Why don't they just call it Elite? Elite Wrestling. They could have just called it the Elite Championship.
I guess they fell in love with that logo.
Like the Elite World Championship. You could have put Elite on there. It'd be like, like Evolve.
We're seeing a picture of the logo. The logo is sick. It's a nice logo.
It's a good logo. I'm not saying that. It's just all elite wrestling just kind of doesn't flow.
I think
if it was just elite, that would have been beautiful. I think that's what I would have went with.
Elite wrestling.
Fucking bit of the bubbly himself.
Elite wrestling from, well, I mean, like, look at championship wrestling, like championship wrestling from Hollywood.
Yeah.
What is that? That's another outside of the box type phrasing of a wrestling company name.
Yeah, I guess.
So, I mean, would you prefer like elite wrestling from Hollywood or some shit like that?
I know Matt's going to fucking lose his mind, but WrestlePro, that's a great name.
That's agreed.
That's a genius name.
It's a great name because it doesn't conform to
It's one word.
Yeah. It doesn't conform to the three letter
yeah.
principle of wrestling.
But like I said, like look at like Evolve.
That too. So yeah, Evolve I put right there. I don't probably think, better, probably a little better than WrestlePro.
I wouldn't have thought wrestling if I just heard like, oh, Evolve, but now Evolve is synonymous with wrestling.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like
NXT.
Like Chikara Pro. Like, that was something that was...
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck is Chikara?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be the dojo down the street, like the Chikara dojo. Maybe they're teaching you martial arts. I don't know.
I see where you're coming from with the AEW stuff, but I'm okay with it just because...
No, look, it is what it is. I'm not like, fuck them, I'm not watching it because I don't really care for the name, but the name is what it is. I'm not going to like...
See, this is fucking smart.
Well, putting Dwayne Johnson tweets up on the TV?
Yeah.
Well.
Dude, it's smart for them running commercials during the first episode of NXT. Like, the first commercial I saw was an AEW commercial.
What do you think this does tonight, this little pregame show? You think this does a one?
The first one did.
Okay.
I think. I may have just completely lied.
You probably did.
I think it may have got a one.
That's fine.
In my head, I'm either thinking a one or like 350,000 people, which is obviously on the opposite spectrum.
No, it could be a yeah, but I mean, it could be a one.
I thought it did a one.
Look, it could be.
Dude, TNA was doing ones on Spike.
Yeah. TNA was also relegated to the fucking TV channel for a while.
The what?
They were on the TV Guide channel. Remember that?
The Pop channel.
No, they were on TV Guide before Pop. And the TV Guide, they used to have, swear to God, they used to have the TV listings at the bottom of the screen. This is before it became Pop. This was the TV Guide channel. And that was also where that fucking awful show Schitt's Creek got started. Because it used to be Impact, it used to be TNA, and then it used to be Schitt's Creek.
Are you sure about
this? It was on the TV Guide channel.
I've watched TNA since it started.
You can look it
Maybe
up.
Maybe not since it started on TV. I didn't watch the weekly pay-per-views because I didn't justify spending $10 for a TV show.
You can look it up.
Show.
I'm not even joking you. It was
so
on the TV
while
Guide
the
channel.
Stuff was scrolling underneath,
there
you
was
would
wrestling
have...
up top. Did you know...
I don't think that's true.
If it is. Look it up. If you have the Pluto TV, you get the Impact channel, and it just streams Impact all the time.
So like while Impact was on the top, I was seeing like channel 2,
yeah,
channel
like Mama's
4,
Family
channels.
Was on,
yeah.
Like, you know, MeTV.
I don't think that's right.
It's not right, but that's,
no, I mean, I don't think you're right.
That's what happened. I'm gonna put TNA on TV Guide channel
because they went from the weekly pay per views right to
no, it was in between here. Original networks. It was Fox Sportsnet, Webcast 2005, Urban America Television, Spike TV, Destination America, Pop. Yeah, it was
Pop.
It was early on in Pop. I'm not even joking.
Because in the non-HD, it's Channel 100, which was the TV Guide, which was the TV network.
Yes, it was. You're absolutely right.
But I don't think, did Pop have shows airing above that fucking scrolling gimmick?
Oh, yes, they did.
Ah, then maybe you're right.
What channel is TV Guide on DirecTV? Shit, yeah, I'm not... Here, TV Guide. Let me see. Oh, it's just gonna... Oh, give me... the network one. Son of a bitch. I had the thing. Oh, yeah, Pop. US TV Network. Yes, it is. It used to be the TV Guide channel.
Oh, I know it used to be that, but I don't think they had TNA running on... Or Impact running while the fucking TV listings were being shown.
Yes, it did. I swear to God, it did.
If you could show me an image of it. Then I'll believe you.
All right. I'm going to try that then. Impact.
There's no way. Because I watched it when it was on, when it moved to Pop. Because it was on Destination, then it moved to Pop.
Let me see if I can get a picture up. I got to show you this because I'm not crazy. I know like I don't think of a lot of things like the way I used to, but I'm not crazy. Fuck.
I'm not saying you're crazy.
I've got tons of TV Guide channel pictures, unfortunately. Okay. officialfan.proboards.com. It says TNA, we've got Pop, new network, and it's got, oh God, it's got 90210. Yes, because it used to be on there with 90210.
90210 was the only other show that Pop aired.
No, I think Schitt's Creek used to be on there, too.
It was a joke, Tony. But 90210 was literally on all the time. It's like SVU to USA.
A side question. Did you watch the new 90210 when it was on?
I did not.
It was weird.
Is it them playing themselves?
Yeah, but
it's not them playing like their characters.
It's them playing themselves, but not really.
But it's not Brand. It's like Brandon Kelly, Donna. It's like Jason Hervey. Not Jason Hervey. Jason Priestley.
Hey, Butthead. I'm on the wrong show.
It's like Jason Priestley, Jenny Garth. It's them as like they're real people, right?
Yeah, but it's not exactly like really them. Like Jenny Garth's quote unquote daughter was on the show because she wanted a part on the reality show, whatever the fuck they were doing.
I don't think I like that. I thought I was under the impression that it was going to be them as like Brandon and Kelly and Brenda. And
okay, let me get back to this. Pop. This is a post from 2015 on the Freaking Awesome Network message board. We'll give them a plug. TNA. We've got Pop. New network at night. Pop is the former TV Guide channel, the channel that people watch only to see what's on TV.
Right.
Actually, the Pop channel here still has the TV listing. Impact Wrestling, half screen edition. And then the next thing says the new tagline should be half a screen but full impact.
All right.
I wish I had a picture of it.
I mean, I don't know who those guys are, but I guess I'll take their word for it.
I wish I had a picture of it. Oh, my God. Jesus.
I mean, if anyone's listening now that could tweet at us that to let us know if I'm totally wrong about this.
No, definitely not. Somebody will tweet us on it. Definitely. Definitely.
I know Kratzo's listening.
Oh, let me get to Kratzo's other questions real quick now that I'm back on the email. He asked, what did you think of the first two episodes of The Arn Show? I never thought he'd be that entertaining, even though his breathing is hilarious. I guess he breathes into the mic a lot. I didn't notice
I forgot to listen to his second one.
I didn't think he'd be a great podcaster. His stories, man, he got me hooked. I've been listening to the second one. It's when
what is he talking about? When he leaves, I want to listen to that so bad.
I'm like halfway through. They're talking about where he was like a company guy and he didn't want to leave, but
Don't spoil it.
Oh, really?
I am really like that.
But it's really good stuff. He's such a great story. And in case you're wondering, there are Blue Chew ads, and he talks about him and Mrs. Anderson. Oh, it's fucking
good. They all chew it up.
But dude, you would never think Arn Anderson would talk about stuff like that. In a million years.
I said it before. I was super excited when he was going to announce this podcast.
Like, no offense to Tony Schiavone, but he's kind of a scumbag anyway. Like, you could picture him, like, running around after his wife.
I don't listen to his
show.
Eric
Bischoff,
that much
like,
anymore.
When he tells the stories, you could picture him doing that. Like, Arn Anderson, it's like, come on, he's my uncle, you know?
Uncle Arn?
Uncle Arn's been my uncle for, like, 50 years.
He's
always because
he's got,
40.
Like, the glasses and, like, the same haircut
the
that he's
same
had for...
fucking comb over since he was, like, 21.
Unbelievable. It's like a screen in your window. Like rain still gets through, but it's like it still covers up something.
He's also got a silly question here. How long until Rusev and Mike Kanellis are going to run wild on the tag division as the old cucks? I wouldn't be against it.
I like that.
If
as
it fits
a team.
The story, Mike Kanellis needs to be doing something better than he's doing right
Just,
now.
It's the most he's ever done.
But it's terrible. It's terrible, Kevin.
Listen, I agree with you. Oh, look at that belt. The belt is not great.
Terrible, 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 terrible. And women being referees. What's going on here? Is this equality now?
It's good stuff.
Kevin, come on now.
It's good stuff.
Come on. Women don't belong in the ring.
Look at that. See, this is why I think NXT won't...
You completely, like, dismissed my sexist line.
No, because I don't want to acknowledge it.
I was doing that for Matt, too, because I know he hates women's wrestling.
That's right.
Little news and notes as we can get into.
But look at this, Tony. Look at the crowd that AEW is performing in front of.
Oh, there's no doubt, dude.
NXT performs in front of that little studio, which is fine. Full Sail is
fine.
Wow,
are you really shitting on NXT now?
This comes across, if they sell out, continue to sell out, and the arenas look like they do, this helps. I mean, everyone, say what you want for the in-ring component, and NXT takes a backseat to nobody on that. They might be the staple. But this looks like a real wrestling. Like this looks, it looks more presentable to me.
All right, I'm going to take you a walk through a little bit of a news and notes story here, and it eventually leads to another news and notes story. But they're sort of involving the same person. We talked about it earlier. Michael Cole and Corey Graves went to SmackDown. We've got a new announced team: Dio Madden, Vic Joseph, and Jerry Lawler on Raw. NXT is staying the same. Fucking Mamma Mia, hello, and the douchebag Beth Phoenix.
Dude, she's awesome.
She's the best.
She's really good.
I said
good.
It from day one. She's
I agree.
Immensely talented on commentary. That's a great three man.
She's right really there. Really good.
And she's not like Renee Young, man. She's not stepping all over everybody. She calls shit right. She's a good fit.
Part of that might have been because she's been there. She's done it.
Fair enough. So this leads into my next news and notes. You heard about this WWE backstage show that they're going to be airing on Fox Sports 1?
Oh, baby.
Starting on November 4th, Renee Young and Booker T are going to be hosting that. That's a good spot for them.
I don't know. I know Renee Young was the right. I don't know if Booker T is a regular host. I think it might
just goofy, be. They're goofy, but they work well together, you know? Oh, it's the bubbly speech right now Chris Jericho's giving, by the way. Somebody tried out for one of the revolving positions. Well, actually, a few people. I heard Taz was down there. I heard Sean Waltman came in.
Yeah.
I also heard CM Punk came in.
CM Punk was there.
CM Punk was there, which is really weird because I thought Triple H said not too short while ago that CM Punk wasn't ever coming back.
Well, you do know that this is a job position that Fox is hiring for.
I understand, but it's still under the WWE banner.
It's still there, so you can't expect not to run into somebody.
Fair enough, but if they say to Fox, like, no, we don't want CM Punk, like, they would have to, like, acknowledge and respect that, no?
I don't know.
I would think so. Look,
Fox is the one paying them.
I get it, but if you're running WWE, would you really want this guy who, like, you know, quote unquote, fucked your company over back, like, doing work with your company banner over his head? You know what I'm saying?
Do I think WWE wants CM Punk back? 100% yes, in the worst way.
Okay.
This is the step that can bridge. Some sort. I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it isn't. And I don't even think it is yet. But, oh, the bubbly.
I know it's coming up.
I've never watched this with sound.
That's why I was looking for the remote. Here it comes. You'll read his lips. Watch. This is it. That's the worst part. He shakes up the champagne and then they cut it right
how
there.
How did this get so viral and so huge? Like, I don't get it. Like, oh, I don't get. God. I don't get wrestling sometimes. I don't get it.
I like to say it. Tony Schiavone looks amazing. He lost so much weight. Look at how thin he looks now.
I mean, he's got a svelte suit on there.
And you know what? We'll get into MLW in a few minutes. He was kind of disappointing me calling the MLW shit this past week. I think he thinks he's into like too much podcast mode and not into broadcaster mode, if that makes sense. Like, you've listened to his show. You know how they fuck around with the watch-alongs and all that nonsense?
That's why I don't listen to it, because it's not conducive. Watch-alongs aren't conducive podcasts.
No, I don't watch it to watch along. Like, I just listen to it because the way they fuck around with each other is hilarious, you know? I could give less of a fuck that they're watching anything, to be honest with you. It just gives them stuff to work off each other with, you know? So CM Punk was there. Also, CM Punk twice in the news in 1 week.
The old Colt Cabana?
The old Colt Cabana settlement came to pass. They agreed to... actually, from what CM Punk says, Colt Cabana came forward and wanted the lawsuit dismissed. So, dismissed with prejudice. So that means that they can't go back and sue each other again. It's a shut case. Everything's done. Everything's settled. So this is all hopefully behind them. And Colt Cabana hasn't said too much, but CM Punk's been saying some shit on Twitter to people.
Yeah, he's been talking shit, right?
Not really talking shit, but people are like, Colt Cabana's awesome. You know, this is all your fucking fault. And CM Pumpkinhead, which I think is a great fucking handle for him. He quotes, why did he ask to settle? I wanted it to go to trial. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Enjoy donating to the eventual, quote, woe is me GoFundMe account. Not holding anything back. And then he goes on, he sued me. He wanted to end the dumb shit he started. I asked to speak to him. He declined. I asked to enter mediation. He declined. I offered money. It wasn't enough. I never wanted any of it. He's as greedy as you are ignorant to who I am, and you're fooled by who he is. That's crazy. I love the guy. Would have done anything for him. And the irony is, if he would have just asked me for the money, I'd have given it to him. Instead, he tried to extort me.
Yeah, that was the headline. That was the quote that I heard.
Yeah. Pretty fucking wild, right?
It's unfortunate. It's sad.
It is. For something like that to come between like two good friends.
Never want that shit to happen.
And I wouldn't take either guy's side. You know? It is what it is. Shit happens.
Yeah, I don't know enough about the story to
But then again, like look, CM Punk has been kind of snotty and shitty to people. Colt Cabana has been nothing but nice to people in public. You know what I'm saying? So I get why people would be like, well, fuck CM Punk, but we only know what we're told, and they know, you know, the true story behind everything. So
yeah, and like the stupid fucking cliche goes,
stupid fucking cliches, Kevin.
Hey, stupid fucking question, Kevin.
There's CM Punk side, there's Colt Cabana side, and then there's somewhere in the middle, which is probably the
closer to CM Punk side.
You think?
Because he's the best in the world. Oh my God! If he came,
he's not Mr. Boom Boom.
If he came back and kicked the shit out of Shane McMahon, I would be totally happy with that. Totally happy.
He's getting up there. How old is Mr. Punk now? It's gotta be in his mid-40s, right?
I don't know.
Mid-40s?
CM Punk. Let's find out how old Mr. Punk is, if that is his real name.
No, his real name is Phil Brooks.
I understand. Kayfabe. Oh. How old did you say he was?
I thought he was in his mid-40s.
He 45. Is 40.
Okay.
He's turning 41 in a couple of weeks.
Who the fuck just turned 45? Matt Hardy just turned
45. Matt Hardy just... yes. By the way...
yes.
Are you familiar with Cameo? Did we talk about this?
Like the shit that people do to like send birthday wishes and stuff
yes,
like that?
Yes, word up indeed. Somebody paid Matt Hardy to do a video to their toddler... to try to convince them to use the potty, and I wish I had the audio pulled up.
Oh, it's a Hardy potty!
But he did like, your father has informed me that you have a hard time making pee-pee and poo-poo. Oh, I had the same problems with King Maxwell, yes. This whole...
That's great.
It's got to be on the website, because apparently those things like go out to the public, too.
Really?
So, yeah, that's the way things work, from what I understand, yes. So, that's pretty fucking awesome, though. And they said these things are supposed to be like 30 seconds, and Matt Hardy's was like 3 minutes or 4 minutes.
Depends, I guess, what you pay for.
No, but I mean, like, it's Matt Hardy, dude. Like, I could totally see him, like, going just above, beyond, and overboard doing shit like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He was the one that got me the first president of wrestling, which I won.
That's right. I had Jim Cornette, lost by one vote.
What? It was really one vote?
It was one vote.
Are you sure?
Yes, it was one vote.
I thought it was a landslide.
No. Come on now.
Thought it was.
Well, it came down to one vote because I was stuffing the ballot box and Matt yelled at me. Who would have thought he would have called me out on some chicanery? But old school wrestling shit, that's what I say.
That's right. What did you do exactly?
I just kept voting. And he goes, you can't vote more than once, dickhead. He deleted all the votes and you wound up winning by one vote.
Right. That's right.
I wonder if he actually deleted my real vote. Because then it should have been a tie.
No, I don't think so.
Hey.
That was when Matt Hardy was fucking white hot.
Yep.
As the broken guy. And it was an easy pick. It was an easy pick to make.
Who did Matt have?
You had Cornette.
I had Cornette.
Eddie had
James Ellsworth.
Oof, yeah.
Which was awful.
Yeah.
But I get why he did it.
At the time.
He was very hot at the time.
Who the fuck did Matt Hardy have?
I don't remember who Matt
had. Who did Matt Hardy have? Who did Matt Bowman? Who did Matt have?
I don't fucking remember. Oh, God.
Shawn Michaels?
No, he wouldn't have picked Shawn Michaels, would he?
No, he didn't. No, that was a stupid guess.
He wouldn't have picked Shawn Michaels. Bret Hart, maybe?
No.
He had to have picked Bret Hart.
No.
What do we call this? The president of wrestling?
Daniel Bryan? No.
Oh, God, I'm fucking killing myself now trying to think of this. I'm trying to see if it'll pull up real quick.
What, the episode?
Yes. Wizards are all out. No, that's not that one.
Was it Shawn Michaels?
I don't remember.
Right, that does sound silly.
But it's probably Bret Hart. It was probably Bret Hart. I would imagine it was Bret Hart.
It was.
Oh, my God.
All right, well.
Well, we can figure that out at some point.
Oh, it's tall, but now I'm
typing,
delicious.
Now I'm typing Matt Riddle instead of Matt Hardy.
Maybe he picked Matt Riddle.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Bro.
Bro. All right, yeah, fuck it. It's too long, didn't read. We talked about it earlier. Roosh became the new Ring of Honor world champion.
That's right.
Which is good because he's no longer employed by CMLL.
Yeah, what happened with that? Why is that a thing?
Apparently, Dragon Lee and Roosh, their deals, everybody's deals apparently with CMLL, is that they're not allowed to work quote-unquote independent dates. And the two of them, I believe the two of them worked Battle of Los Angeles.
Bola.
Which they weren't allowed to do. Here, Dragon Lee was recently removed from the 86th anniversary show and other events, as well as Linus following the event. Let me see. While nobody said why, the belief was that he worked Bola when CML told both him and Carvenario that they couldn't do the show, and he didn't listen. Now, I wonder if Carvenario is still working CMLL. I don't know.
Carvenario.
And a video shortly before the news broke, Roosh and his father, La Bestia del Ring, said they would go independent. Mystico, however, who is the son of Bestia and the brother of Roosh.
That's the original Sin Cara, right?
Said in a tweet that he would wish them well, but he's staying with CMLL. And that's about it. CML has trademarks for both the Roosh and Dragon Lee names, which means they'll be likely using new names going forward. Roosh has already took bookings for both Chaos and The Crash under the name El Toro Blanco.
So Roosh can't be Roosh in Ring of Honor?
I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work. That's really weird, right?
Especially since he just won the belt.
Yes. Yes. Yes, he did.
That's it.
I'm
a Ring of Honor expert.
Fuck. It was Dragon Lee that got added to the TV title match. We couldn't think of it earlier.
What TV title match?
The TV title match at Death Before Dishonor. It was a four-way. They added it to Flippy Do and
Trace and Hot Sauce.
Yeah, it was a four-way. It became a four-way.
That night?
Yes. That was what we couldn't think of earlier. I couldn't think of it earlier.
Couldn't think of a lot of things earlier.
Listen, we think of a lot of things on this show as it is, so if we couldn't think of a few things, you know, forgive us.
My phone's dead.
Oh, that's shit. Did you need a charger?
Yeah, I do, actually.
I don't even have one down here. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Sarai.
Tony Schiavone interviewing Cody Rhodes.
Trying to think.
You're only Tony Schiavone. Whoa.
Fuck, I don't even have a charger down here. Wait.
I'm going to need one, though, to get home.
Huh?
I'm going to need one to get home at some point.
You know what?
No, we got time.
No, I can look right behind me. It'll take me 2 seconds. So filibuster about something.
Okay, well, leave me. Hit me. Lay me up with something.
Okay. New Japan is holding New Year's Dash a day after Wrestle Kingdom in 2020. Go.
What the fuck am I supposed to do with that? Well, being that Tony might be a New Japan expert, I am a New Japan savant. And New Year's Dash is always after Wrestle Kingdom, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I thought. Yes. Actually, those usually, yes. Those actually are the more fun shows, right?
Yes, they are. Just give me your charger. Is this your charger?
No, but I need a cord. The cord is fucking disgusting.
So what? I can plug this in.
No, but it's not plugging into this. The cord is the problem.
Oh, the cord's the problem. All right, keep talking.
Tony, listen, say what you want about Tony. He gave me pizza. He's giving me a phone charger so I can get home via the Uber. Don't be a goober. Uber, people, don't drink and drive. That's a true story. Coming from KJG. Don't forget, if you've been living under the old proverbial rock, November 21st, the Elementary in Hackensack, New Jersey, 8 years of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. A lot of special guests in the hopper, in the TL hopper. And we got some, a lot of fans and friends coming out. So it's going to be a lot of fun. November 21st, elementaryprowrestlingtees.com/Shining Wizards. As my phone breathes new life. Yes.
Yeah, don't forget, check out, like I said, the news and the notes for the 8th anniversary show is up on shiningwizards.com. Stay there. Stick with our social media. We're going to have updates over the next couple of weeks. We'll be announcing them on the show. But if you want firsthand information right from the horse's mouths, follow us on the
social media.
Speaking
of New Japan, do you want to hit Matt? Matt was at the show with Kate the Great, KTG.
I just wonder if... I don't know if he left me any notes. Let me go back.
He did. He did, I think.
He did. All right, let me go back to the notes.
I believe I read that in the email.
All right, give me another minute. That's a good call, actually. Matt Bowman.
Matt went to New Japan, and I did not go to Go Pro Wrestling.
Of course you didn't. Okay, New Japan Pro Wrestling Fighting Spirit was amazing. Now, it says here there was a 90-minute delay, but that allowed us to drink more, blah, 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 blah.
That's awesome, by the way.
Good for them.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
I heard about that. You know what that delay was about?
I know, but let the people know.
It was because like a miscommunication with the ambulance, which of course is required by the New York State Athletic Commission. They'll always have an ambulance.
AKA somebody called the ambulance company and canceled the ambulance.
Have you seen the fucking conspiracy theories?
Listen, this is what I read. I read that somebody canceled the ambulance and then it was too late to get another one. So they had to scramble to find one.
So they, like, the fire department offered one.
But
they couldn't use that one either, which I don't get.
Well, here's the other thing, too, and this is why a lot of the promotions...
Because maybe the fire department would have to go somewhere else, maybe.
I don't know.
If you hire, like, a private ambulance company, that's their booking, for lack of a better word.
Here's the fucked up thing, right? The reason why you always see promotions running at like St. Finbar's or like Sacred Heart is because the churches have an ambulance. You don't have to get another ambulance if you book at a church because they have an ambulance to provide for you. I don't know what the rule is. They probably have to have one on site always. I don't know what the deal is, but they provide the ambulance. That being said, if you're at a show and somebody gets hurt and they need an ambulance, the ambulance that's there cannot leave anyway. They have to get another ambulance to come to take you away.
Oh, that's right.
It doesn't make any sense. What's the point of having an ambulance if you got to wait for another one to come? What are they? It's like a mechanic, like they're going to work on you, like change your flat tire. And then, like, you know, when the real mechanic shows, like, you know what I'm saying?
So then I guess it's more about the EMTs than it is the ambulance then?
I guess the whole situation is just so you have somebody there with the kind of equipment there that they would need in case there's a real emergency.
Yes, the ambulance will still have said equipment to treat you while somebody else gets there.
And you know, they could maybe start an IV if they have to. I don't know. Do ambulances do that?
I think they do have a certain amount of leeway with terms of like say you're dehydrated, they can give you fluids.
Yeah.
On an ambulance, they can give you medication or whatever if you need it.
Yeah.
I think
But that ambulance can't leave anyway.
But they can treat you at the scene. I guess it's a mobile, as close as you can get to a mobile hospital.
Not a hospital, medical facility.
That's right. But it's funny, man. Sometimes at these shows, like, you're in the back and you see like the doctor like giving like the blood pressure tests and all that stuff. So New York takes it seriously.
Of course they do, because it's more money for everybody.
That's it.
Let me see. Blah, 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 blah. 2019, and I got to see the Rock and Roll Express and Ta-Nehisi.
I bet that's my prediction for Jericho's partners.
Wrestle a six-man match, which was so cool. What, the Rock and Roll Express?
The Ayatollahs of Rock and Rollers Express.
I don't know. People hated TJP. I thought that was strange. That is kind of strange.
Because he's got the WWE stink on
you
him.
You know what I like, though, about TJP?
Everything?
He's in Impact, and he's working with Fala Ba, trying to teach him like his Filipino heritage.
That's great.
It's fucking awesome.
Did you see the wedding thing with Brian Cage?
I didn't see it yet. I got to catch up on Impact watching, dude. And I was so into Impact, and it really fucked me up when they got taken off the air, dude.
I think Fala was ribbing me, though. Have you been seeing like the 10 days of like Facebook like wrestling posts?
I haven't
nominated me, and I thought it was just ribbing me. I'm like, you know what, I'll do it. So I just start posting pictures of like fun wrestling times I've had.
Did you see the video from Impact with Fala sitting in a conference room with TJ next to him, and all of a sudden Rosemary, like,
that's what I was talking about.
Oh, is that what you posted?
No, that's, I didn't post it, but that's what I was asking if you saw.
That video.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Fala goes to get up, and TJ's like, no,
sit down. And it's brilliant.
It's fucking awesome.
It's so good.
Awesome seeing Red share a ring with Goto and Ishii and the Bullet Club. That's pretty cool.
That is cool. Red deserves everything that he's getting now in the stage of his career. And
he had retired.
I mean, he was still working House of Glory for a while, and then I think he took some time off, but...
Quick question. Is Moxley still out with the staph infection, or is he cleared again?
No, he's... He'll be on the show on tomorrow night. I don't think he has a match.
Okay, he might not be cleared to wrestle yet, though.
No, but I think he is, though.
Let me see. Awesome seeing Yoshihashi being in the co-main event against Kenta was a terrible move. Hashi sucks, but Kenta is Kenta. I don't know. Evil and Sonata versus Ibushi and Okada.
The Golden Lover.
I never would have thought that Ibushi and Okada would have lost this match. However, I know we saw a lot of these guys in MSG, but the Hammerstein is such a different vibe. Evil pinned Ibushi, which was huge and so awesome heading into Kings of Wrestling. Now, was Evil the one? No, Sonata pinned Okada at the whatchamacallit, the fucking tournament. Why can't I think of the name of the tournament, Kev?
Super J Cup?
No, that's the light heavyweights.
What tournament?
The tournament. Block A, Block B.
Oh, fuck. It's the most... obviously.
I know.
Ever.
Oh my God.
We really are the worst.
We are the drizzles.
Oh my God.
We are the drizzling shits tonight, folks. We apologize.
No, but it's funny, but it's not right. We should know this. We do know this. What the fuck's it called?
I don't know. I'm looking up Kota Ibushi right now because he won the fucking thing. That much I know. G1 Climax.
G1 Climax.
Holy cow. We are dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what was great? Quick shout out to Brian Thompson from the former Neckbreaker podcast. He went to see the show, I think it was Friday night in Massachusetts. He's got a picture of Ibushi, Okada, and Tanahashi all in the ring at the same time, like standing on the ropes for the fans. It's such a great fucking picture.
I like it.
I liked it a lot, dude. I'm so jealous. And Rob Domingo, one of the supporters of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, I'm sure you've seen him.
I know Rob, yeah.
He had a picture with Ibushi.
Yeah, they're wearing like weird jumpsuits. Him and his.
Well, because they're fucking. What do they call?
Marks.
They call themselves a Takeover Club. That's the whole. Yeah. That's their whole gimmick.
Yeah, I knew that.
We need a gimmick like that.
No, we don't. Love you, Phil. Rhea.
Love you, Phil. Love you, Choppy and
Chippy Magoo.
And Jay. They got a new guy, Jay.
Is he actually on the show now?
He's on the show all the time.
So is
now,
he an official throwbacker?
He's
there's the AEW Women's Championship.
Shit, I just hurt my fucking head.
That's a pretty nice belt.
Yeah. It's kind of cute.
It's the same thing as the men's.
I want Rio to win, dude. Can we pick tonight and add it to our list of picks?
Like pick tonight for tomorrow?
Oh my god, dude.
No.
This is so
great.
Because
then we'd have to pick NXT as well.
This is so great. Like when you see like They were just showing Rio, and she's sitting there.
Rio!
She's so demure, and like she's got her hands in her lap, and she's got a smile on her face.
She's hot, man.
Oh, dude, Rio. But let me tell you something, man. When
let me tell you something, brother.
She's fucking vicious, dude. She's the best. Look at this. People think I am weak. She's playing right into it. She's the best.
She knows what she's doing.
Oh, she's the best. Like, I always got my ass kicked because I was smaller. She better fucking win tonight.
I might get on board with Rio.
She better win tonight. Rio, sing it with me. Whoa! Kevin.
I might be a Rio.
I hope
Rio
she wins
fan.
Tomorrow. I'm watching All Elite tomorrow. So let me ask you. All Elite, you're watching it tomorrow.
Of course.
All right. So.
Are
you going to be flippy-doing back and forth?
I'll be flippy-doing all over the place. Hockey starts tomorrow, too, so there's that.
I thought you said honky. I was going to say the honky-tonky man.
The honky-tonky man.
The hockey-talky man.
Please bring up the honky-meter.
All right. You go to the Devil's games a lot. I got to ask you this as an aside, right?
Sure.
Did I tell you my story about going to the Devil's game like last year or 2 years ago?
Tony, I don't remember what we just talked about 5 minutes ago.
Fair
let
enough.
Alone.
I do remember G1 Climax. So we went to a Devil's game, the three of us, you know, my wife and my kid and I, and I think it was WWE night. Like, we didn't see anybody there, but there was, like, a lot of, like, WWE music that they were playing.
That's
and
impossible, because I've asked you to go to the last
two
WWE
it wasn't
nights.
It wasn't the one where everybody was there, but they were playing, like, wrestling themes all night. It was something different. It had WWE on it, but it was something different. Because there was one guy who kept doing the Ric Flair woo, but he was screaming, and my kid thought it was hysterical.
Was he with the robe? Was he wearing the red robe or
no? He was just
a drunk.
Just screaming like a maniac, gotcha. Thinking that he was going woo, but it was more like a sting yell. Maybe it was going
for like
a sting
so
yell.
It wasn't like the false. It wasn't like the woo.
No, it was like
ah.
Yes, right. Exactly like that.
That's it.
So ever since we bought tickets, I get phone calls and emails like once a week.
Yeah. I'm your ticket representative.
Hey, yeah, you're coming back. Yeah. I'm like, no, I don't. When I'm ready to come back, I'll come back. Leave me the fuck alone.
They're going to be good this year, so it's going to be a hot ticket.
Look, I understand. And if we want to go to a hockey game, we're going to go.
Yeah.
But stop calling me.
I got the hookup for the WWE night again. It's February 16th.
It wasn't WWE night like the one that you go to. I know that.
But
I can get tickets
for that again. So
I might have to look into it this time.
No, I can get them for us.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be kind of awesome.
If it's not you guys, it's my brother and my dad, so we'll see.
Kevin, do you have a going home? Because I don't have a going home.
My going home, I kind of screwed the pooch and...
Yeah, I know. We talked about so much already.
And said it already. Again, I want to wish the broski with the moski, my brother Matt, a happy 38th birthday.
That's all he is?
38, baby. Me and my brother are Irish twins.
Ooh.
So we're like 30... I'll be 37 while he's still 38.
In a row?
That's it.
That's a Clerk reference. Clerks reference.
How about that? Clerks 3 coming out? Is that what I read?
And the first thing I did was I harassed KP. I told him, I said, you need to be in this movie. I said, I need to be able to tell people that I know somebody that's been in movies.
I'll tell you what. He's got as good a shot as anybody.
That's what I mean, because he's friends with O'Halloran.
Yeah.
He's got Ming and Mike Zapsik and all those guys on board.
That's a fucking...
He's on... shit, why can't I think of his name? He's on Brian Johnson's radar. Because he's always, like, Brian Johnson's always talking about how funny he is and how he crushed at Brian's roast and all that stuff.
Actually, I was supposed to go, after the show, I was supposed to go into the city because KP is on Roast Battle at the Stand.
Oh, you got
to
go do that, dude.
No, I'm not going to do that. But we are hanging out tomorrow in Hoboken, me and KP Burke. That's awesome. Very funny comedian at KP Burke.
So. KP's hilarious, dude. He has a whole new, like, bit that he's working on for feminism. It's very funny.
Very underrated smart, that KP Burke.
Very funny, dude.
He's a very funny guy, very educated guy, very, very smart. Man, and in terms of everything, give his podcast a listen, American Loser, on the Shining Wizards Network.
Of course,
on the Shining Wizards Network.
Of course,
man.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, I got nothing. Matt's banger of the week was
Matt
Roush.
Taven versus Leo Roush. Yes. How about Leo Roush being back though? The real Leo Roush.
He's talented. He's got a bit of an attitude problem. If he's got himself in check,
allegedly. I don't know that. I've never had a problem with him.
I'd never have either.
Name drop, boom.
Of course.
We saw him. I think we met him the first time.
Tier 1. He was on the first Tier 1 show.
Oh, he probably was. But the first time I remember.
He wrestled fucking Fat Nuts from Combat Zone.
Tremont?
No, Drew. Drew, the guy that owned the fucking place.
DJ Hyde?
DJ Hyde. Why do I keep calling him Drew?
Drew Cordero? Is that
yes.
who you're thinking of?
Yes, Drew Cordero wrestled Leo Rush. Holy fuck, I would pay to see that.
I remember meeting him. I called a match, but I played him out to the ring. It was Cody Rhodes' first independent match. It was Cody, Mario, and Leo. Mario Bocara and Leo Rush.
Mario and Leo.
Mario and Leo, the Italian Stallions.
Hell yeah!
That's it. And then I met him really for the first time at a Ring of Honor show that we got through Super Agent Mark.
Did you ever play Bofa to the ring?
Bofa to the ring?
These nuts.
Listen, if I'm going to live the gimmick, I'm going to play it up the best I can.
Domestic, yes. Domestic.
Listen, these Bud Light tall boys aren't going down so easy.
I'm going to give a quick shout out to, you may have heard some new commercials, to the Ringside Rant, to our old friends over at Markin' Out, and shit, who was our other buddies?
God, I haven't seen those guys in forever, the
Markin'
Out guys.
I know. Fuck, there was another group of buddies that I fucking, fuck. I untagged it. Where the hell is it?
It's called the G1 Climax.
No, the Backseat Bookers. That's the other guys. Send shout out to those guys. You may have heard their drops. They're helping us promote the shit out of our 8th anniversary show. Once again, please go to shiningwizards.com. Please check us out on the social media for all your information. We'd love to see each and every one of you down there, even if it's not possible. The plan is to broadcast live that night.
Oh, mama.
From what I understand, we got a great signal down there at the
elementary. What if Kratzo came in from Austria?
Fucking A, dude. That'd be the best.
Come on, Kratzo.
Kevin will give you a hand job if you come in.
That's that, couldn't be further from the truth.
We're going to spin the wheel and make the deal.
Oh, we do got that wheel, though.
We got the wheel. We're going to have to figure out something to do with
we
it.
What are we going to put on that wheel? Like, there's a lot of... How many spots are on that wheel?
24.
That's a lot of stuff.
Well, we could space them out and do 12 or 6 or, you know, we could do
But what happens if it lands on neither one of them? That's a 50% chance of that.
See, there's a 50% chance of you getting number 24 on the wheel. But because you're better than the average man, your chance goes to 2/3 to 66%.
Is that a Scott Steiner or Sid promo?
It's the Scott Steiner promo, the famous one.
Well, because Sid was like, I'm not half the man you are, but
I got half the mind you do,
and you're twice the man that I am.
Kratzo has suggested that music to me because of Kofi Kingston. He said, because I like SOS, that I would have liked our new theme music.
Oh, wait a second. Look at this. No, Tony, look at AEW. Look who's on the TV.
Get out of here. There's our boy, Sweet and Delicious, or whatever they're called now.
Proud and Powerful.
Proud and Powerful, or the former powerful LAX. Huh. The EYFBO boys are going to be with Jericho tonight?
I don't know.
Maybe?
Tomorrow night, maybe.
Ooh, there's some chicanery and shenanigans going. Ah, Jericho's got a smile on his face. Looks
God,
like he just
I love those guys.
Shit.
Shout out to Santana and Ortiz, man.
Kevin,
our guys.
I'm going to ask. You could give me a yes or a no so I don't have to ask. Yeah?
What?
You got something?
For going home?
Plugs.
Oh, this Sunday? Yeah, I actually got a lot of stuff coming
See,
out.
I was trying not to put you
no,
on
no,
the
no,
spot.
No, no,
I didn't fucking get it.
This Sunday, of course, the home turf, the show that I run, Tierney's Tavern in
Montclair. Tierney's in Montclair,
in
baby.
In Montclair, New Jersey. It's a fundraiser show. Forgive me for not knowing exactly what the fundraiser is, but if you follow me on the social media, Kevin Joseph Garifo on Facebook, at Kevin Garifo on Instagram, on Twitter, and then at Shining Wizards Kevin on Instagram. And then October 16th, I will be in Hackensack.
Nice.
Close to where we are doing our anniversary show, Hackensack, New Jersey, at the Gentleman's Poor Tavern. I could make that up. Because I wasn't expecting to play. Normally,
Kevin's
I
playing at the G1 Climax in Hackensack.
Normally, I have nothing to plug, but I do have shows coming up, and then I have one coming up. I have shows in November, December, so I'm getting busy again. So that's good.
That's awesome.
So yeah,
that is completely.
And
awesome.
If you want to come hang out with me and KP Burke tomorrow, come to Mulligan's in Hoboken.
It's great that you do the fundraiser because you are a fundraiser.
I am a fundraiser.
Kevin is a fun motherfucker.
I'm a fundraising.
And I think that's it.
I'm good with it, man.
Well, stay tuned if you're listening live on The Rant. The Rant is up next. I love saying that because it's like repeating myself and Matt gets angry. And I guess that's about it. Don't forget, 8th anniversary. Keep tuned for all the great news. Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, everybody, Kevin. Shining Christian Kevin.
Yes, I love that. That's awesome.
Christian!
See ya!
Peace.